Bullet Park. Phil Robbins, Phil here at Bullet Park, as it is coverage of the Region 2D Championship game, which will put the visiting of Ridgeview Wolfpack against the homestanding Union Bears alongside Kevin Mays, Corey Sanchez with you, as always, as we get you ready here for kickoff. We have a lot to go over here in the pregame. We'll talk about Union, and we'll talk about Ridgeview, their second matchup of the season, Kevin. But we were graced by the presence of two coaches earlier in the week, Dr. Kent Grant and talked to Jay Edwards from Union, and they previewed today's matchup. So we will go directly to those interviews, and we'll come back, give our pregame thoughts, and then we'll take a commercial break, then give our pregame thoughts. But first of all, here is Kent Grant, the head coach of the Ridgeview Wolfpack, previewing today's game. On a Thursday night back in October, Alex Grant got the scoring start of kickoff return, and they were up 14-0 at one point, and that lead was erased, lost 35-14, did Ridgeview. But since then, they have won all their games in dominating fashion, playing good defense, playing a stout offense as well, kind of getting people misdirection, Jalen Deal and company. Just your thoughts on Ridgeview right now.
Yeah, just a great team. And, I mean, this is, you know, you get to this point, everybody's good, right? That's the old cliche. You hear that a lot, regardless of what level it is. But, Corey, really, the two good football teams right here. And I said it on Pigskin Picks earlier this week. I think this is the two best teams in Region 2D right now at this moment. Mm-hmm. So very fitting, I think, that both of these teams are playing for the regional championship. Ridgeview's coming in. They are more of a run kind of team, run first. I think they're going to come in. We're going to see a lot of that, mixing it up quite a bit. You got Jalen Deal, who is the big back as far as producing numbers and carrying the ball. But you're also going to see Colin Hill running the ball some, probably. Also probably Alex Grant. Those guys who line up in a slot but can also carry the ball on an end-around, on a jet sweep, those kind of plays. Look for those fellas.
Yeah. As we will look for those fellas, Coach Grant gives us some of his thoughts here. As here's my conversation with the head coach of the Ridgeview Wolfpack, Kent Grant.
With me now is the head coach of the Ridgeview Wolfpack, head coach Kent Grant. Coach, congratulations in the regional championship game for the first time since 2022 after beating Lebanon on Saturday 35-16. Just talk about your team and what they did to what you all did to beat Lebanon last week.
Lebanon got a really good quarterback, and it was a challenge. We challenged them, and they really stepped up and got a few passes on us early, but we never really panicked. We just kind of stayed the course and come out in the second half and ran the ball really well and kind of controlled the second half.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like you've got these core group of guys there. Whether you talk about Jalen, you've had good play from Colin, Alex, and I know I'm missing some guys there as well. But just talk about how this team and that core has come together over this entire season, an 11-1 season right now. Just talk about them and their growth and their development.
Yeah, so we had a lot of question marks, you know, going into the season because, you know, we kind of lost, you know, what were our two guys for the last 2 years. And I said it early in the season. I said, you know, it's kind of exciting just to watch this group and see who it is that's going to step up and, you know, be that guy. And, we've had a lot more step up than I'd originally anticipated. We got a good core of seniors to go with a couple juniors and then a pretty large sophomore class. and they've kind of just all gelled together and, you know, doing their part to make us successful.
Who are some of those guys that, you know, I headlined three of your headliners there, but who are some of those guys that we may not see that pop up in the newspaper, might not pop up on the stat sheets all the time, but they're the ones in there grinding, working behind the scenes, and then they put the effort out there on Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we've got several of them. I'll probably, you know, hate to not to name one, you know, off also, but, you know, you got guys like Logan Justice and Xander, or not Xander, Gunnar McCoy, kind of down there in the trenches, and they're a little undersized in the offensive line, but they just play their butts off, and very physical players. And then, you know, they play both ways. You know, we play a lot of guys both ways. And, you know, then you go to the defense side of the ball, and Gunner's down at defensive tackle. And Logan's an old throwback offensive lineman, linebacker. You know, he runs really well, very physical. You know, so them guys have really stepped up. Then you got Xander. You know, Xander Wallace has really become a blocking back for us here these last 4 weeks. You know, wasn't playing a whole lot of offense, and we've kind of switched a little bit here in what we're doing the last few weeks, and man, he's in there blocking his butt off, you know, whatever's best for the team. Then you go to the defense side of the ball, and he's right there at linebacker and making play after play after play. So, you know, just a lot of guys filling roles that, you know, may not be seen, but, you know, when you study the film, you see it.
You talk about the film study and everything, and your coaches, man. Talk about what your coaching staff has done to help you out with getting to this point as well.
Yeah, you know, we've been together, you know, although we've switched head coaches quite a bit. Here in what, in the last, since 2019, what, we're on our fourth head coach, I guess, but the core of the coaching staff, you know, we've been the same. So, we've been together for a long time. We enjoy each other's company, and, you know, so meeting for 4 hours on a Sunday, you know, it's not really dread, you know, we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's move to Saturday here, talking about meeting Union for the second time this season. This is a place that Ridgeview, and knock on wood, we will say it, hasn't won at Bullitt Park. It's always seemed like it's always something there. But just talk about how you all are looking at this game, undefeated Union team, and just what you're seeing on film from them.
I mean, obviously you're not 12-0 for no reason. You know, they're a really, really good football team, really solid on both sides of the ball. You know, it's really hard to find a weakness, you know, somewhere you can attack. You know, just really solid football team. And then you talk about Bullitt Park, obviously. They don't lose many games there. I'm not sure what the record is there with this group. I'm sure it's pretty good. But, you know, that's football. And, you know, you got to go in the hostile environment sometime. And, you know, that's kind of the challenge and what makes it fun. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, going against a really good football team.
And the meaning of, you know, going to practicing on Thanksgiving, what's that like? I know a lot of coaches in the area, they talk about that. It's just something special about practicing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if you're practicing on Thanksgiving, that probably means you've had a pretty good year. So, you know, I don't think I'm trying to think what grade them our seniors would have been in 2022. They might have been freshmen. So, you know, when you're a freshman practicing on Thanksgiving, you're probably not very happy about it. But as a senior, you know, when you're playing, it's pretty special. So, you know, they're looking forward to it. You know, you know, it's going to be cold in the morning. I said, we got to go in the morning, but it's going to be cold. But I don't think the cold will bother us, because it'll be fun and something special to it.
Yeah, one last thing. I just noticed this. You all have been at home the last 5 weeks.
Oh, yes.
How do you adjust going back on the road?
Well, we were on the road a lot in the middle of the year, and you know, we kind of got used to it. So, but we've been home 5 straight weeks. Now I would have been happy to have been at home again one more week,
right.
But you know, it might be good for us to see a different environment.
I heard that, Coach. Hey, Coach, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to talk, preview this game, and good luck against Union.
All right, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was head coach Kent Grant of the Ridgeview Wolfpack.
And we appreciate Coach Grant with his thoughts on today's game and talking about their victory last week against Lebanon. Earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down and talk with Jay Edwards, defensive coordinator here at Union, and here is our conversation coming up right now.
And joining me now is
Hey, sorry about that, having a little technical difficulties. But, Kevin, we'll do like we did before. We previewed a little bit of Ridgeview. Talk about Union, Keith Chandler. Keith Chandler had a little bit of some issues, had to get taken out with the punt. Last week, Carlos Anderson filled in for him. But Cam Bostic and company, these guys are the straws that stir the drink here for the Union Bears.
Yeah, and Keith Chandler is coming into this game injured, Corey. Don't know the extent of the injury. I know they've been treating it. He is going to play, of course, but we don't know to what extent. Obviously, that's going to have a big impact on Union and what they do and what they cannot do when they come into the contest. But, you know, there's lots of other weapons out there, as we know, for the Union Bears. You start with quarterback Cam Bostic, who comes in as a running threat as well as a passing threat. You know, also Rayvon Jones, Camden Maddox, Braxton Bunch, Camden Wharton, Carlos Anderson, Cam Bishop. Those are just some other names that you'll probably hear us call out this afternoon for the Union Bears. Abe Hall, big defensive player for the Bears in the secondaries. I'm just looking down this list, I don't really want to leave anybody out, but there's so many of them that definitely have made plays throughout the year. So even with Chandler not being 100%, don't think, well, that's it for Union, because they've got plenty of weapons that can come in.
That is true, and I'll talk about some of those weapons with Coach Jay Edwards, our conversation right now.
And joining me now is Coach Jay Edwards with the Union Bears. Coach, coming off of a 12-0 victory over the Graham G-men, the first time that that's been done since 2017, and it was Union Bears who did it 37-0 in the semifinals of the Region 2D championship playoffs. Just talk about your team and how they executed last Saturday.
Man, I'm so proud of the kids. You know, the way they played last Saturday, just a hard-fought physical battle, and just, you know, the way they executed, it was a great performance by our kids. Just so proud of them.
Yeah, and last time Dalton Roberts, the quarterback, wasn't there. You all won 28-7. This time he was there. 4 picks. What were your guys seeing on that field that just – allowed them to eat and force those 4 interceptions?
You know, we're blessed with some great an older veteran team, and you know, a lot of good senior leaders, and a lot of those guys were on the receiving ends of those picks. You know, Braxton Bunch with 2, Cam Bostic with 1, and Camden Wharton with 1. You know, all those guys are seniors, and they played in a lot of big games, and you know, they watched them, and you know, playing Graham in the regular season, and you know, every year, and then last few years in the playoffs, you know, we kind of know a little bit what they do, and they were prepared, and just, you know, they were ready going into that game, and it showed.
Yeah, I know you had to poke fun at them after you almost had 5 there, but they ran into each other on that one. So I know that might have made film study a little fun this week when you went back on that one.
Yeah, there's a couple of times that's happened with Mr. Keith Chandler this year. And so, yeah, the kids let him know about it, and they're watching film this week.
Yeah, and this week you got a big game coming up. I know you being a Dickinson County guy. You play Ridgeview this week, second time this season that you're going to play the Wolfpack here at y'all's place at Bullet Park. Just talk about what you all have seen from the Wolfpack on tape and everything, as they've only lost one game, and that was against you all at Bullet Park back in October.
Man, when you watch Ridgeview, you just see a whole lot of talent, big, physical, fast, well-coached team. I know a lot of those guys coach with them over there. I was at Ridgeview for a couple years, so I just know it's going to be another one of those games like against Graham last week, a slobber knocker, as they say, big boy football, as we like to tell our kids. And, just excited to get on the field there Saturday and see how things shake out.
You look at it, it's the time of year where it's getting a little colder, but it's always great to be practicing on Thanksgiving, and you all have done that a lot. Especially this is the third consecutive year that you all done that. But just talk about what that means to practice on Thanksgiving and knowing that the season is still rocking and rolling.
And it's, we talked about it yesterday, and we've talked about it for the last 3 years with these kids, these seniors. They've been fortunate enough to practice on Thanksgiving for 3 years in a row. And it's a right you have to earn, it's always a goal you set at the beginning of the year. And that Thanksgiving morning practice, it was great yesterday. It was fun. The kids were full of energy. We blast the music at practice, and I feel like that was just a great day. And everybody just seems to be happy on that day. I mean, it was cold yesterday morning, but you couldn't tell by the kids' mood.
Hey, you talk about the mood, 12-0, just talk about how do you keep this team fresh? When you get later in the season, it seems like everything kind of tightens up on you. But saw you last week. You all look like you played pretty loose. Just talk about what you all are doing just to kind of keep everything loose on this undefeated season so far.
These kids, and I keep saying it, but, our veteran team, our senior leaders, that's the key to our team. They kind of, as I said the other day, they kind of, this ship kind of sails itself because of those kids. And we're very fortunate and blessed. And like I said, they've played a lot of these big games, and, just to keep it, keep our kids fresh. At this time of year, you change up practice a little bit, a little less beating and banging on each other, playing Ridgeview. Not that we're not, practicing hard, but, we know each other very well on both sides of the ball, and they've changed a little bit, so we've had to do a little of extra preparation. But the kids, they just have a great attitude about themselves, and I feel like their leadership is what's really kept us as loose as we have, because that's just the way their mentality is. There are kids that they get excited, but they don't get too excited, as I like to say.
Yeah, a little even, staying medium, but still attacking. I hear that. Coach, good luck against Ridgeview here as you all look to claim that Region 2D title and move on to the state tournament. And it was a pleasure. Appreciate you taking some time out of your day to talk to us.
No problem. Thanks so much, and look forward to a great game in Bullet Park Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That was Coach Jay Edwards with the Union Bears as they take on Ridgeview today.
And that was Coach Edwards from Union. Appreciate him after the 12-0 victory over Graham, the proverbial hump. We talked about it on Pigskin Picks. Daryl, he likes to say that the next hump is the next stage, but you got to get through one hump to get to the other. And we talk about humps. This is Ridgeview's hump, Devin. It seems like this is a moment where they can come together and possibly get over that proverbial hump, but stand in their way. They're 0-7 here at Bullet Park, never winning in the program history. We could go all the way back to see when the last Dickinson County school was to win here. My bet would be it was Clintwood back in the day. And so you know, we'll see what they can do here today with these squads.
Yeah, it'll definitely, you'd have to go back a while to see, but this is a team that feels like they've got all the ingredients to go on and to win this, and it's going to get real loud here because here comes the Union football team as we're talking, Corey. The buses are coming, led by the orange and blue police car with lights flying. I'm going to tell you, folks, I know a lot of people are listening to us probably for the first time. If you've never been to a football game at Bullitt Park, you need to put that on your bucket list if you're from Southwest Virginia, because it is a it's definitely an event.
Yeah, it is, Kevin. And while this event occurs, we will step aside, you and I will pay some ads here, and we appreciate all our sponsors as it's Union. And it's Union and Ridgeview coming up next for the Region 2D Championship with about 10 minutes to go before kickoff on 93.5 WAXM.
If you've recently switched jobs or retired, you have a lot of important decisions to make. Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors in Norton, Virginia. One of the key decisions to make is what to do with your old retirement plan or 401k. I'm here to help. Give me a call at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton, Virginia. Together, we will go over all of your options to make sure you make the proper decision to meet your financial goals. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Ballad Health is dedicated to delivering top-quality health care close to home, featuring state-of-the-art facilities and services right in your neighborhood, complemented by nearby hospitals to enhance your care. When an emergency arises, you can find solace in the proximity of care. Visit one of our emergency departments at your nearest hospital, Norton Community, Dickinson Community, Lee Community, or Lonesome Pine Hospital. For more information, visit BalladHealth.org.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system, service, and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. The folks at DJ's Truck Parts, located in Coburn, want to thank each and every one who have shared in their success as customers. They have worked hard to earn your business and trust, and they continue to do so. Give them a call for all your truck and trailer needs. They have a large inventory of truck parts and tools. They specialize in finding that hard-to-find part for that special need. They carry a range of CB equipment as well. Let them fill your truck part needs at DJ's Truck Parts, locally owned and operated. Call 276-395-7108.
It's the friends we've known so long that's helped to keep us strong at Miners Exchange Bank. Cause people
need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, and Jonesville, Virginia.
The model year end savings event continues at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, and we have it all. 0% financing for 60 months. The biggest biggest rebates and incentives of the year. Model year-end bonus cash. Payments as low as $289 a month. No payments for 90 days. So come get it all at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Zero for 60. The biggest rebates and incentives of the year. Model year-end bonus cash. Payments as low as $289 a month. No payments for 90 days. Every credit application will be accepted and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. The model year-end savings event continues and now's the best time to own your new Nissan. Call the guaranteed hotline 423-288-5500 and get a yes at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. We're friends and they're friends and we go the extra mile.
Bonus cash is a dealer discount. N85.82 selling price $37,889. N86.98 selling price $22,900. 15,000 down, 96 months, 7.99% APR plus tax, tag, fees. All offers with approved credit. No two offers combined. Select models.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Championship here, Ridgeview and Union getting ready to kick off from Phil Robbins Field at Bullitt Park. And the captains are getting ready to walk on to the field. Union just walked on to Thunderstruck, and it was electric, to say the least, Kevin, as here comes the marching band for the Union Bears. And we mentioned it earlier, 0-7 is Ridgeview. And that gray cloud has been hovering over this program since they started back in 2015, looking to get over the hump. We know Kent Grant's been there from the jump, Mike Owens, a couple of guys we know real well, and they would love to get this proverbial bear off of their backs and move on to the state tournament with an array of talent here. They lost their quarterback last year to graduation, Ryan O'Quinn, but they have not lost a step.
No, they're still, and maybe, of course, Ryan was a great talent, as you mentioned, but maybe team for team, player for player, skill for skill, this team may be a little bit better than the team they had last year, even.
And record-wise, they are.
Yeah.
And we know last year we were here, and they had Union pretty much on the rope. And if it wasn't for a 72-yard Cam Bostic run down the left sideline right to the house and a fumble exchange from Honaker to O'Quinn, we could have been talking about Ridgeview getting over the top here last year. But you got to think, from my conversation with Coach Grant, that he has these young men focused. We will take another quick time out here on 93.5 WAXM.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. Air, we'll sir treat your home like family. Air, Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
As a Medicaid member, you have a new choice for your health care. Select Anthem Healthkeepers Plus, the plan with a large selection of top doctors and expanded benefits. Open enrollment is happening now through September 30th. With Anthem Healthkeepers Plus Medicaid, you get medical, pharmacy, and mental health and wellness care at no cost. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling 1-800-643-2273 or go online to virginiamanagedcare.com. Don't let someone else choose your Medicaid plan. Call 1-800-643-2273 to switch.
Whether you are returning to college, learning a new trade, or enrolling for the first time, Mountain Empire Community College provides multiple career pathways for our students to set them on the best trajectory possible. Our enthusiastic staff and faculty are always eager to assist new and returning students. No matter where you are in your journey, this is the place to begin.
Here at Bullitt Park, Big Stone Gap, Virginia, the band is making their way off the field, and the captains Union's still out there. Well, their captains are over here to my right. We'll start with the home captain. It'll be number 7, Braxton Bunch. Number 28, Keith Chandler. Number 24, that is Josh Garant. And then number 2, Cam Bostic, the quarterback. And then on the other side for Kent Grant's squad, the leading captains will be number 68, that's Coulter Scanlon. Number 5 is Jalen Deal. Number 85, that is Connor Smith. And then number 54, Logan Justice. And Kevin, I'm going to tell you this once. I'm not going to tell you again. No artificial noisemakers.
No, all my noise.
Don't tap your pen.
All my noise is natural. It doesn't come from artificial.
I heard that.
Noises.
Especially when the fecal matter calls happen.
We'll just leave that at that.
I heard that.
But, no, this is what – I mean, Bullet Park, there is no better high school football atmosphere in Southwest Virginia. Ridgeview has brought a huge crowd here to Bullet Park, obviously to cheer on the Wolfpack as they pursue a regional title. Union here, these fans have been lined up. I know, Corey, I drove by here probably about 11 o'clock this morning. They didn't open the gates till 12. They were lined up outside waiting to get in.
Yeah, they might have been lined up after the Eastside game.
It's been a crowd, I'm telling you. But great crowd. And speaking of Eastside, Sparty's crew was the Eastside Pep Club. They've come down here to show support for Union. Of course, we know all the circumstances. We're not going to go into that. Surrounding this community and this school, but it's just a great atmosphere here. I've already got emotional twice, teared up a little bit, but it's okay. We'll be fine. We'll get through this.
We will rock and roll as they meet at the middle of the field. And that's number 51, Noah Rasnick, excuse me. Randy Sturgill is your referee. As we get ready for this coin toss, does a little sportsmanship talk here. I always would like to get that conversation from the white hat here with the captains as he talks to Connor Smith to his left, tosses in the air, and looks like they have won the toss. Ridgeview has won the toss. They will defer, and Union will kick off right to left here. Well, excuse me, left to right on your radio dial. As we have no more formalities. All we have between us and now is 48 minutes of football and a crowning of a Region 2D championship champion here on 93.5 WAXM. Have to give a shout out to our man on the 1-2, Mr. Eddie Stanley. Appreciate him. And we'll also say hello to our sponsors, Lone Star Pines CDGR, their kickoff sponsor, Wells Fargo Advisor, Jason B. Sturgill, Ballot Health, Brunk Drilling, DJ Truck Parts, Miners Exchange, Family Drug, Southwest Insurance, Wallace Nissan, Pizza King, Air Surf, Anthem Healthkeepers, MECC Foundation, they've been with us all season, Brad Swimming Law Office, J&R Furniture, Modern Hardware, West End Pharmacy, Belcher Insurance Agency, Johnson Chevrolet, Wise Dickinson Farm Bureau, Piggy Winter Smoking, Cluck Truck, Southern Shed, State Farm, Big Stone Gap, Powell Valley Stone, CTM Entertainment, Kirkland's, Freedom Ford, Chevy, Freedom Chevy, excuse me, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, and Wildcat Towing. Appreciate them for being our sponsors here on 93.5 WAXM. Kevin, any final thoughts?
Well, watching both teams deal on their respective sides of the field, they've come out, Corey. It's game time. Let's get – we know all the free game talk. All the pregame spectacle, everything else you want to throw in there. But it's time to play football now. For, as you said, 48 minutes at least. Let's do it.
As Judge Mills Lane would say, let's get it on. We want a good, clean fight for 48 minutes. The noise is natural and artificially natural.
Yeah, and I noticed that we happen to have a new air horn here at Bullet Park. It's right underneath where we're sitting. So it'll be loud, but we'll scream when we have to.
Well, it will be Ridgeview kickoff right to left. Connor Smith, Lothian Pines, CDJR kickoff back to receive it. It'll be Ravon Jones, it'll be Braxton Bunch, and it will be Camden Maddox here.
Sometimes, Corey, you just got to scream.
You do. It's a screaming scream there. That's what they said on another professor, I remember. Buddy Love, Connor Smith, puts the toe to boot high in the autumn air. We are underway here at Bullet Park. It's Bunch across the 10, across the 15, knocked down right before the 20-yard line. That's where they will get started, will the Union Bears in the offense. First and 10, and here comes senior quarterback number 2, Cam Bostic, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior, leading the offense out here as Union will be in their home orange jerseys. They've got that charcoal gray pants, and they've got their blue helmets with the U on both sides of them. They break the huddle here out of that patented diamond formation. It'll be a handoff to Chandler, powering up the middle, gets it across the 20. He's taken down by a host of Wolfpack defenders. Looks like Alex Grant was in there on the stop up across the 20, up across the 20 to the 22-yard line.
I think it's second and 6. Chandler, a question mark. He listed as probable, I guess, coming into this game. We knew he was going to play.
As it'll be another handoff up the middle to Chandler. As he pops up a little slow, gets some assistance, gets up to the 28-yard line.
That's going to be enough for a first down.
First down for Union.
Chandler was definitely a big threat for the Bears in the regular season meeting between these two, almost 300 yards rushing in that game.
Diamond looking, they're showing the blitz. Chandler breaking off the tackles, running off that left guard, gets it across the 30. Up to about the 33-yard line. So it picks up about 5 there. So they'll split the difference. It'll be 2nd and 5 from the Union 28-yard line. Austin Rose on the tackle for the Wolfpack. In between the hashes here, opening drive, sends a man in motion, Dillman from right to left. This will be a toss pass, toss play to Chandler, running left, gets it across the 35 to about the 36-yard line, picks up 3. So it'll be 3rd and 2 now for the Bears offense, who has featured Keith Chandler on every play so far.
Yeah, and he's moved the ball 18 yards up the field. They just keep chipping away 3 and 4 yards at a time.
And they'll feed it to him up the middle once again, powering forward. He's got the first down across the 40 to the 41. Another Bear first down. No score here in the opening quarter. 10 minutes to go here in the first frame.
You know, we mentioned, Corey, that Chandler had an injury coming into this game. I know there were some talks with coaches and the like coming in, and I know – talking to Keith Chandler throughout the season, he said, yeah, I'm playing and give me the ball.
They're loading that up that edge. They'll send Dillman in motion once again as it'll be the quarterback keeper running right. That's Boston. Breaks up tackles. Making a move across the midfield pipe. First down into Wolfpack territory to the 47-yard line. That's good enough for another Bear first down. Picked up about 13 yards on that run.
Pretty much the same play they've been running. Bostic just keeps it this time instead of Chandler, but they go off that tackle run, and the speed just changes up the pace of the game there with Bostic carrying it.
And it'll be Chandler again, bouncing left side, breaking some tackles, carries a couple of guys to the 42-yard line as he'll pick up 5. And we say on this broadcast all the time, they'll split the difference. It'll be 2nd and 5. From the Ridgeview 42-yard line, as it's been Chandler, 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 Bostic, Chandler, and they have been snarfing up some yardage here. It's an old football term, Kevin Mays.
Yep.
It'll be Wharton in motion. It'll be a toss to Chandler right side, and he's tripped up by Justice, number 54 in white.
Justice got in there that time and was able to make the hit. Chandler getting up a little bit slow, and just have to keep an eye on him as far as how many carries he's going to get.
Dillman and Wharton will check out. Anderson will check in along with Bunch here, so it may indicate possibly a pass play or something to stretch out this defense here on third and five from the 42. It looks like they're going to send six here. Chandler will flip right out of the gun. Twin wings to the left side of him. Low snap for Boston. Picks it up. Fires right. Got Anderson. Breaks tackle. 35. 30. Breaks another tackle. 25. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be a first down. Xander Wallace on the force out. Inside the 24 to the 23-yard line. And that's enough for Union Bear. First down.
Now, first pass of the game. You hear Carlos Anderson usually on Union defense calls, but that time he steps in there as wide receiver, the wide out, and he can definitely do it on offense too, as he just showed right there, breaking three tackles on the way to finally being knocked out of bounds.
Lined up at the wide receiver position here. We've seen him at the tight end spot, but now he's lining up wide against Braxton Deal. Out of the gun again, they're showing the blitz, but they're going to hand this one off to Chandler. Hurdles over his own man across the 20 to the 19-yard line. So they'll pick up four to the 20. And there is
Ridgeview defender.
Braxton Deal is down. Oh, we will take a timeout while they tend to him. No score. 7:16 to go first quarter here in the Region 2D Championship between Ridgeview and Union here on 93.5 WAXM.
Looking for the best in quality furniture and appliances? Visit J&R Furniture at 185 McClure Avenue in Clintwood, Virginia. They carry top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Lazy Boy, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Plus, beautiful custom-built Amish solid wood furniture. And the best part, free delivery within 50 miles. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Shop online at jnrfurniture.com or follow them on Facebook. Give them a call today at 276-926-9080. J&R Furniture, quality you can count on with service that's second to none.
And Braxton Deal gets a little help up, but he's walking up under his own power back to the sideline. So hopefully we'll get to see that young man back. 7:16 to go here in the first period. It's been Union's ball as they received it on the opening kickoff. It'll be a twin wing here to the right side out of the gun. Single receiver left, single receiver right. Somebody hand off to Chandler, powering through, cutting up, down inside the 10, breaks the tackle, 5, he's in, touchdown, Bears, Keith Chandler, 20 yards out to the house.
Chandler with 9 carries on that drive and 52 yards of the 82 of that drive, and just accounting for a lot of the offense, obviously. But right now, we talked about the offensive line, the defensive line, where games are won. And, boy, I tell you, the offensive line of the Bears really creating some holes.
Camden Bishop on for the extra point. Abe Hall will be the holder. Snap hold, place it down. Kick on the way. It is blocked up in the air. Coulter Stanley will come down with it, and he gets slung down. So the score will remain 6-0 in favor of the Bears. With 7:03 to go here in the first quarter of the Region 2D Championship, we'll take another timeout on 93.5 WAXM.
Looking for top quality in hardware and furniture? Then visit Modern Hardware and Furniture at 262 Main Street in Clintwood. They have everything you need, from Steel and Husqvarna power equipment to furniture, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Need parts? Our Steel and Husqvarna parts department have you covered. Whether you are tackling a big project or upgrading your home, we have the tools and supplies you need. Behind every project is a True Value Hardware store. Call us today at 276-926-6501. It's Modern Hardware and Furniture Company. Your project starts here.
Well,
11 plays, 82 yards. That's what Union does to start this contest in the Region 2D Championship. Their first possession of the game, and they march down the field rather methodically. 52 yards by Keith Chandler on 9 carries, including a final one, a 20-yard touchdown run. And that's where we're at, 7:03 left to play in the first quarter. It's Union 6, Ridgeview 0.
Lonesome Pine CDJR kickoff coming by Cameron Bishop, as it'll be Deal and Grant back to receive. Remember last time, Grant took one back. Bishop gets that one, and it'll be fielded by Deal, who steps right in front of him. He's across the 30, breaks some tackles, and he's knocked down at the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Bentley Brockhoff and company. Brockhoff, the 6'2", 240-pound quarterback, the senior.
Nice little return on that kickoff, Corey, as Deal was able to grab the ball on the kickoff and carry it about 10, 15 yards up the field before finally being brought down.
Wildcat look with Hill and Deal in the backfield. Now they're going to shift it out. They'll have quads deployed here to the near side, to the left.
And Union doesn't have them covered.
Belt has snap. He gets a quick pass to Grant. Breaks a tries to break the tackle, but he's tripped up by Keith Chandler as he gains about a half a yard, maybe. No gain there. So it'll be second down and 10 from the pack 35-yard line.
Yeah, Ridgeview sets up a play, and then they shift four receivers to the left side. But Union only had two defenders out there. But getting out there quickly was Keith Chandler to make the tackle.
Wildcat look once again. It'll be a direct snap to Deal, who's trying to run off that right guard. And he gets snared up by Garant. Wharton is there as well. And it'll be third down for the Wolfpack at the 35 after no gain. Well, they give him a yard. So it'll be third and 9 from the 36-yard line. And the Cowbells, the natural cowbell noise coming out here at Bullet Park.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be loud here. And we'll see if they, they stop it with the music pretty much. Here we go.
Trip to the near side here. Single receiver to the right. Brockhoff directs that pump, looking. Fires, he's got Grant. Grant, make a move right side, 40. And he's down right before the sticks to the 35-yard line. So they'll bring up a fourth and manageable for them. And you got to think there's no doubt about it that Ridgeview is going to go for this. Jay Edwards going to send in some beef there, number 60 and number 62. That's Jacob Wharton, Evan Roberts.
Here's the thing, though. They're in their own territory, so this is an early in the game. Could be a big play right here if they go for it or see if they try to draw them offside.
Wildcat signal looking at Dakota Stanley. The offensive coordinator is Colin Hill. They don't see any drama. No, it's going to be a cat. And Hill got it. Does he have enough for the effort? Carlos Anderson, I think he did right at the sticks. That's what the near side line judge is saying. I think he got enough on that second effort. But Carlos Anderson came cruising through there like a heat-seeking missile, and Randy Sturgill will point out his right finger, signaling first down for the Wolfpack.
That ball is right on the 45-yard line, so just enough for a first down indeed. But, boy, if they don't get it, they give Union the ball back right there in their own territory. That's a chancy call. A lot of faith in your offense on that one early.
6-0 lead here for the Bears. Ridgeview on the move, 4:19 to go here first quarter. And it's going to be a false start as everybody was moving. Dead ball, false start. It'll be a 5-yard penalty, and I'll push him back to the 40. It'll be first and 15.
Yeah, that's one of those plays, Corey. If we don't have the referee mic'd up, but if we did, it would be false start the entire offensive team. Because I think
everybody but the center.
Yeah.
As Randy Sturgill says, roll that clock. Out of that Wildcat formation, with Hill and Deal. Hill's going to get it on the right staff. He's going to power forward off the right guard and maybe pick up a pair across the 40 to the 42-yard line, where it'll be second and 13 for the Wolfpack.
Hill now getting those carries out of the Wildcat look. They'll also run Jalen Deal. Will Ridgeview. Jalen Deal will take the snap sometimes out of the Wildcat. So a lot of weapons, as we talked about in the pregame, for the Wolfpack.
Landon Yates, the near side receiver, along with Hill. Grant out to the far side in the slot. Brockhoff gets the direct snap. He's going to fire that one. Tipped in there. Picked off T. Taylor. Hits across the 40. Knocked down at the 35-yard line. That was a high ball that came down to Chandler. And it makes you ask the question, Kevin, what injury?
Yeah. He's playing full speed ahead right now as he gets all the way down to the 35-yard line on that interception.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Bears at the 35 of the Pack. And they just walked through this defense on that opening offensive drive here with 3:24 to go in the first quarter. Union has the ball after the interception from Keith Chandler of Bentley Brockhoff. It'll be single receiver left, single receiver right. Twin wings to the near side here. Chandler up the middle from the handoff to Bostic as he looks after a gain of about 3 to the 32-yard line, where it'll be second and 7 with the clock rolling at 3:08. Bostic gets the call in from his father, Corey. Good name. Good name.
Bostic, yeah.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. double wing set here. We like this look. As Bostic looks to the sideline once again, single receiver left, single receiver right, showing blitz is Ridgeview. Gets the direct snap, fires it to Wharton on the right side, breaking a tackle across 25, and he's knocked down by Alan Mullins at the 20-yard line. And Wharton is down in some pain there after the first down. He broke the initial tackle as Cam then Wharton, the senior, is down right at about the 19-yard line getting tended to. They have jammed that leg. Clock stops at 2:35. We'll take a timeout here on 93.5 WAXM.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Wharton coming off the field. He needs some help. He cannot get any pressure. Looks like on his left leg as the Boobirds come out for some reason.
I don't know.
I mean,
they were coming from across the field, yeah. The Ridgeview section. I'm not sure what that was about.
Ball shaded here to the near hash at the 20. Single receiver left, single receiver right. Chandler with the left sidecar. Bostic on the keeper, rushing left, following his blocks, trying to cut up across the 15, down inside the 15 to about the 12-yard line. As they're having some post-Thanksgiving conversations down there. It'll be second and 2 after that first down run by Cam Bostic to the far side to the left.
Does that mean they're talking turkey?
Talking turkey, maybe graving. Maybe a little stuffing. Don't know.
Dressing or stuffing?
Dressing. Mashed potatoes.
There is a difference.
The stuffing is in the turkey, and dressing is on the outside, correct?
I don't know.
Look,
my stuffing is on the stovetop.
It's good either way. Bostic going to hand this one off to Chandler. Powering up the middle. He's stuffing forward for a first down to the 5. It'll be first and goal for the Bears. .128 to go. The Bears in front, 6-0. It was an interception of Bentley Brockhoff by Keith Chandler that set them up at the 35-yard line. And Union looking to double up on their lead. They break the huddle and be out of the gun. Single receiver left, single receiver to the right. Two men go in motion to the left. This will be Chandler, two men in motion. They're going to call a false start, though. So they'll push him back to the 10. They'll redo it here. First and goal from the 10. With 1:03 to go here, opening frame of the Region 2D Championship. The 12th time these two schools have met. Second year in a row that they've met in the playoffs. And the third consecutive meeting here at Bullet Park. Bostic out of the gun. Downs his foot, gets the belt, high steps, going to fire to the end zone. It's going to be another false start.
Oh, my.
He was looking for Anderson. He dropped that pass, so it's going to be first and goal from the 15 after consecutive false start penalty.
I'm going to guess, Corey, that that was probably an illegal formation. I don't know. It's the same signal as false start, but where the flag came out after it came out so late.
We don't have.
I guess that would be what it is.
We don't have the VHSL version of Terry McCauley right now. They have other duties. Out of the gun again. It'll be Bostic on the keeper, sweeping to the right. Nobody's going to touch him. He's down to the 5. Dead! It's the end! He's down to the 1.
One.
Down
the
to
one
the
1
yard
line.
Picked up 14. He knocked that pylon down. But they said he was not in. He's out at the 1 at the front yard, trying to get into the house.
Bostic is much a threat with his feet as he is with his arm, and the quarterback now with 34 yards on just 3 carries in this contest.
They're looking a lot quicker than they did against Graham last week, Kevin. That's just an early observation I have.
Right.
As it'll be diamond formation, hand it off to Chandler. He will plow forward. Is he in? Yes, he is, with the upstretch arm. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. It's 12-0. From a simple handoff to Chandler, he has his second touchdown of the day, and he started this drive with the interception, and he ended it with the touchdown. Looks like they're going to go for 2 here. To make it 14-0. Ball be placed at the 2 for here for the extra point attempt of 19.6 to go in the first quarter. It'll be twin receivers here to the near side. That's Braxton and Anderson. Bostic on the direct snap. He will walk in untouched. As he flips over Alex Grant, either way, the try is successful. 14-0 is your score with 19 seconds to go. First quarter here, the Bears lead the Wolfpack on 92.5 WAXM.
This is Kerry Belcher. One thing that's become popular over the last many years is buying insurance over the internet or phone from someone you don't even know. Maybe there's something mysteriously positive about that. Maybe there's something valuable. But at Belcher Insurance, we believe that getting to know our customer and their needs is the most valuable thing we do. We're not a one-horse agency. We have many carriers and products to assure you the things and people that mean most to you are safely insured. And we've been doing it for 7 decades. So call us, Facebook us, email us, text us, visit us on the web, or drive right up and come right in.
Seconds remaining here in the first quarter as the Union Bears go on 6 plays. They move it 35 yards following the Keith Chandler interception. Keith Chandler takes it in from 1 yard out, set up by a 14-yard run from Cam Bostic, and then Bostic adds the 2-point conversion with 19 seconds to play in the first quarter of this Region 2D championship game. It's Union 14, Ridgeview 0. And with the play-by-play, the man himself, Corey Sanchez.
I'm just a man, thank you. You are the man, Kevin Mays. As it'll be Cam Bishop to kick it off. Deal and Grant back to receive it. waves his hand in the air, and he'll boot this one right to Alex Grant. Gets it across the 20, 25, making a move, tripped up at the 35-yard line, maybe the 36, and gets up a little slow, but that'll be first down for Ridgeview with about 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Not sure who got in there and got the initial hit, but Grant went airborne on that. I think that's why he got up a little bit slow, but he's okay. But definitely went through the air that time.
I would say Dr. Tommy Potter's down there talking to Wharton's mom as he has that left leg on the bench stretched out. Brockhoff out of the gun, gets the snap. He's going to hand this one off to Deal, run off right guard. He's got a lot of space as he's taken out by Braxton Bunch, but not before he gets into Union territory to the 49-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 15 and a first down for Ridgeview, something that they need to be a shot in the arm.
Yeah, big carry that time, and that's going to, maybe run that. Now
that should run it down.
Well, I thought they would run it down.
That will be the final play of the first quarter. The Bears jump out in front, 14-0. They'll flip the field as we go to the second frame here on 92.5 WAXM.
For over 40 years, Johnson Chevrolet in Clintwood has been your trusted Chevrolet dealership of choice. Located at 348 McClure Avenue, we offer the best in new and used cars, SUVs, trucks, and more, all backed by top-notch service and repair. Need financing? We've got you covered. Plus, we offer accessories and more. Call us today at 276-926-4635 or drop by our dealership and experience the Johnson Chevrolet difference. Johnson Chevrolet, serving you for over 40 years in Clintwood.
Second quarter here in the Region 2D Championship at Bullet Park. The Union Bears lead the Ridgeview Wolfpack 14-0. They put a new set of 12 minutes on the clock. They flip the field.
Here's the thing, Corey, that you got to be wondering about, too. Union had the ball two times, two possessions in the first quarter. Ridgeview had it once. This is their second possession of the game as we start the second quarter. So those are going to come very prized possessions.
Two-by-two look as Hill goes in motion. They're going to hand this one off to Deal, trying to bounce off his guard, and he is swung down by Keith Chandler. And then Josh Garant coming in there. Excuse me, Matty Pollier coming in there to finish it up.
Well, Keith Chandler is hurt. Somebody needs to let him know because he is playing at full speed. He is just a train in motion right now, and he is everywhere the ball is, offensively and defensively.
11:33 to go before halftime. Ridgeview going with a more conventional offense now as they'll deploy three to the far side, and then Braxton Deal, the single receiver here to the right. Jalen to the right hip. He'll send Grant in motion. Will Brockhoff going to look past to Alex Grant, left side out of the backfield, and Carlos Anderson steps him out.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's a loss back to the midfield pipe, so it'll be 3rd and 11 for the Wolfpack.
Yeah, I don't see that play. That's twice they've tried that now, and just, I don't know, it takes a while for it to develop. I don't know.
As the crowd gets to their feet here on third down, ball at the midfield pipe, trips to the left, single receiver to the right, showing the blitz, and they're going to throw.
Oh, offside.
An encroachment offside. Yeah, it's offside. It'll be 5 yards. So that'll move it up to the 45, or move it down to the 45-yard line of the Bears. So it'll be 3rd and 6 now. As Brockhoff gets the call in from the sideline, those natural noisemakers are making it known. The center touches the ball, but they're still going. It's all good, though. 2x2 look. Sends Grant in motion. Brockhoff with the low snap. He's going to give it a Deal running left side. Got a first down across the 40 to about the 35-yard line. Picked up 10 when he needed 6. That'll be a first down for Ridgeview.
Jalen Deal with just a huge run there. He's had huge runs all season long and just breaks it to the outside that time. that five-yard penalty helps and just makes it a third and five, but he's able to pick up 10 regardless. So a big run there by Deal.
14-0 Union in front of Ridgeview, 9:45. The Pack are on the prowl, though. Grant goes in motion. It's going to be a handoff on jet sweep. This is Grant breaking some tackles down the left sideline. 20, 15, 10, down to the 5. And what a move by Alex Grant to get it first and goal for the Wolfpack.
Yeah,
back to the 2.
Tried to get the ball to him on those little outlet passes in the flat. But this time they just go with the traditional jet sweep. And Grant's able to put those jet burners into gear. Speedy down the field and gets it all the way down to the 2.
9:30 with the clock rolling. Wonder, will we see that Wildcat look? Yes, we will. As it'll be Deal and Hill in the backfield. They're going to give it to Colin Hill. He'll power through. He's in. Touchdown from 2 yards out. Touchdown, Wolfpack. It's 14-6. And it'll be Connor Smith on for the extra point.
Big run there, obviously, by Colin Hill, who gets through there, just running through the middle of the Union defensive line.
Coulter Scanlon will be the snapper. The holder will be Alan Mullins. Connor Smith on for the extra point to make it a 7-point game. Snap, hold, play, step, kick on the way. Easy money for the Arkansas commit. Thank goodness it didn't hit my car because it shaded to the left. 9:10 to go before halftime. New score, the Bears 14, the Wolfpack 7. We'll take a timeout on 93.5 WXM.
Looking for insurance you can trust? Wise Dickinson County Farm Bureau, located at 309 West Main Street in Wise, Virginia, has you covered. Give Brian Mullins and Julian Evans a call at 276-328-8874 for all your insurance needs. Voted number one by Forbes in home and auto and specializing in farm business, general liability, workers' comp, and most importantly, life insurance. They also handle 401k rollovers and annuities. Wise Dickinson County Farm Bureau, proud sponsor of local athletics. Go Bears!
9:10 to play in the first half of this one, and it is Ridgeview cutting Union's lead in half now, 14-7. The Wolfpack go on 7 plays, 64 yards down the field, capped off by a Colin Hill 2-yard touchdown run to make it 14-7 after Smith's PAT.
Connor Smith on for the Lotepine CDJR kickoff. It'll be Jones, Bunch, and Maddich back to receive it. Connor Smith puts his foot into that one, and it'll bounce in the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and the Bears will take over at their 20-yard line with 9:10 to go before halftime, and their lead cut in half 14-7.
Corey, here's the thing we were sort of alluded to earlier in the contest. Both of these teams, they like to maintain possession of the ball. They like to eat up that clock, in other words. And possessions are at a premium in this game with both of these offenses wanting to hold on to the football. So you've got to make the most of them here in this contest. So Ridgeview doing a good job there, falling behind 14-0, but then coming back and getting on the scoreboard.
Bostic turns, hands this one off to Chandler, powering forward across the 20 to about the 22. He'll pick up a pair as he's met by a couple of Wolfpack defenders. Xander Wallace up there helping him up. Looks like Colin Hill might have been there as well, too.
So Chandler just... I mean, he was stopped at the line of scrimmage and just keeps those legs moving and picks up 2 yards, makes 2 yards out of nothing.
Second and 8 from the 22. Direct snap. It'll be Bostic running to the near side to the left. He's caught up after a pickup of about 3 to the 35, and there was a lot of humanity shifting to that offensive left side. As Bostic, like he may have got something in his eye there. Clears it out. He's good to go.
And a huge third down play coming up here in this first half, still early in the game, but this is a big play as Union needs this first down to keep this drive alive.
8 minutes on the second quarter clock, 14-7. The Bears have the ball. They have the lead. They face a third and five from their 25-yard line. Single receiver left, single receiver right. Showing blitz. They're going to send a house there. This one tipped in the air. Oh. Incomplete. That's a good coverage there. Austin Rose on the tip, number 21. So it'll be fourth and five for the Bears. And Carlos Anderson will come out for his first punt of the afternoon. And that's gotten this Ridgeview crowd across the way back into it.
Yeah, the first time they stopped Union's offense from scoring, and they're letting them know it right now, as that was a nice defensive series for the Wolfpack.
And Coach Grant is not happy as he has to burn a timeout here as he talks to this isn't talking to Coulter Scanlon or something, saying, what about the greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams? And we'll take a timeout here, 14-7 with 7:45 to go. Union will face fourth down. We come back here at 935 WXM.
Hungry for real mountain comfort food? Come on down to Piggy Wina's Smokin' Barbecue and Catfish in Wise, Virginia. Located at 6868 Orby Cantrell Highway, we're serving up the hometown flavors you love. Pulled pork piled high, crispy chicken tenders, and our famous best-selling catfish that keeps folks coming back for more. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, and Friday and Saturday, 10 to 8. Got a craving right now? Skip the wait. Call 276-321-7317 to place your order today. Piggy Wina's Smokin' Barbecue and Catfish, where the flavor does the talking.
7:45 to go here before halftime. Union getting ready to punt the ball away on fourth and five. Alex Grant retreats to about the midfield pipe, now back to his own 49-yard line. And it'll be Carlos Anderson to punt it. He gets that one away, kind of knuckleballs it. It won't field at the midfield pipe. Grant turning upfield, trying to cut back, and he's got some. In a way, there might be a block in the back. Across the 40, tripped up to the 36-yard line. As it'll be good field position, a nice return there by Alex Grant at the 35-yard line. That's where the Wolfpack will take over, trying to get the equalizer here in the second quarter.
Union coaching staff wanting a block in the back on two different occasions, two different sites. But they don't get it, and it'll be Ridgeview first and 10 at the 35, as you said, Corey.
Yep, as it's shaded here to the near hash. As we Brockhoff sending Hill in motion, he's going to get on the jet sweep as he will dive forward for about three. Makes it second and seven from the 32-yard line. That's where they're spotted. Well, they're going to spot it at the 31, so he picks up four, second and six. Seven minutes with the clock rolling. They break the huddle to the Wolfpack. Working left to right on your radio dial. Two-by-two look. It's a tight look. As it'll be Grant in motion, they're going to hand off, but it is a flag by the referee, Randy Sturgill. Will be a false start and a five-yard penalty. That'll push him back to the 36-yard line, and it'll be second and 11 for the Pack.
Well, the white hat saw something. I don't know exactly what it was, but the illegal motion going against Ridgeview back to the 36. Does it change the play call? That's the big thing here on second down.
We'll see, and it looks like it changed the formation. Look, trips to three receivers to the left. Deal the lone receiver here to the near side. He'll be hand off to Deal up the middle, and he is wrapped up. Garant and Pollier on the stop of Jalen Deal in the backfield. Well, they're going to say no gain there. It'll be third and 11. And Kevin, key thing here for the Bears is you cannot jump offside and make this a third and a little bit more manageable.
Yeah, absolutely. That's happened to the Bear defense already once today.
He'll lined up as a tight end here to the other side. It'll be a low snap. Brockhoff pump fires. He's got it to Colin Hill, but he is popped by Keith Chandler. It'll be fourth and 11. Keith Chandler just popped Colin Hill running across the middle. A little drag there from that tight end spot. So what do you do here? You're going for it on, I guess you're in the no man's territory. You got to go for it. Big decision here as three receivers will split out to the far side to the left. Deal to the left of Brockhoff out of the gun. It'll be Grant in motion. They may throw it out of the backfield too. He's going to look. He fires left. That one picked off Braxton Bunch. Cross the 30. Makes a move. Breaks the tackle. 40. Midfield pipe. 45. Down inside the 45 to the 40. And Justice is going to try to finish him off on the out of bounds. No flag there. Braxton Bunch on the interception. The second interception of Bentley Brockhoff. This time it's Bunch. The first time it was Chandler. Either way, it's divisible by 7 and a first down for the Bears.
Yeah, and in great field position, too. Bunch returns that all the way back to the 42-yard line of Ridgeview.
Divisible by 7.
And here we go, another number divisible by 7.
There we go. It's 14-7. They turned them away here. On that interception, it was 4th and 11.
And you said math was not your subject.
It's not. It's my wife's subject. She teaches it. She tries to teach me, but it doesn't really matter. Nobody cares about that at the moment, Kevin. But the only math they do care about, 14-7, the score. The Bears have it at the Ridgeview 42 after the Braxton Bunch interception. His second in consecutive weeks. Dillman will go in motion from right to left. This will be a toss to Chandler, breaking some tackles, powering forward to about the 40 as he picks up about 2. The clock rolling at 5:36. So it'll be 2nd and 8.
And that's 14 carries. That's also divisible by 7.
There you go. We did a trend here.
And 67 yards in it. For Mr. Chandler.
5:07 remains before halftime. Bunch split out here to the near side. Nelson Dillman in motion from left to right. There's going to be a handoff up the middle. This is Chandler skipping, breaking some tackle.
Oh,
30, 25, tripped up inside the 20. Inside the 25 goes Keith Chandler to about the 21-yard line. And he picks up 19 and a first down for the Bears.
Yeah, Xander Wallace makes a desperation dive and grabs the shoestring, basically. One of those shoestring tackles that trips up Chandler enough to bring him down. But, wow,
rumbling,
he was headed for the house.
Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling, as Chris Berman would say with Keith Chandler. I'll break the huddle. Bunch split out to the far side, and Chandler will go in motion from left to right. This will be a quarterback keeper by Bosick. He gets tripped up across the 20, down to about the 16. He picks up about 5 there. And back to the 17-yard line, and a pickup of 4. And we'll see. Yeah, that's at the 17. Four minutes to go, clock rolling, Bears rolling, 14-7 on the move here, deep in Ridgeview territory. It'll be a handoff. This is Fred Dillman powering down inside the 15. To the 13-yard line.
Dillman's first carry of the ball game.
They call him Fred. They call him Caden. Either way, he powers forward, number 5 in orange.
Some of us just call him Mr. Dillman.
That's 3:20.
It's a generational thing.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
There we go.
Dillman will go in motion from left to right out of the backfield. They're going to hand this one off to Chandler, who is hauled down. Gunner McCoy. On the stop, big number 60.
Yeah, they go to that well too many times on this drive, do the Bears. And Ridgeview expecting that call, and they got it and able to get in there and make the stop.
So it'll be a loss there. Loss of about four. Back to the 17, fourth and six.
And I think it's gotten cooler here at Bull.
It has.
As the day wears on.
And looks like Union will take a timeout. They'll talk about it, fourth and six from the Ridgeview 17 with 224 to go for halftime. 14-7, the Bears leading. We'll take a timeout on 93.5 WAXM.
Keep an eye out, folks. The Bad Boys of Chicken is back on the ramble. Winner of the Coalfield Progress 2024 Best of the Best Chicken, the Cluck Truck, is bringing you their variety of chicken, including Nashville hot sandwiches, hot honey sandwiches, tenders, and more. If you would like to know where the Bad Boys of Chicken is going to be set up, they announce their next pop-up date on a regular basis on their Facebook, the Cluck Truck. Or you can give them a call at 276-220-0175.
Seven Union leads Ridgeview here, Region 2D Championship on 93.5 WAXM. Fourth and six are the Bears facing here. We'll say hello to a couple of our sponsors, Kirkland's and Brad Fleming Law Office. Appreciate them sponsoring the game and all of our other sponsors here.
Big, big play right here coming up for Union.
Two receivers will split out to the far side. That's Jones and Bunch. Left side car to Bostic in the gun is Chandler. He'll go in motion. Empty look down for Cam Bostic. He gets about high snap. He's going to fire a quick pass. That's knocked down. Austin Rose with the second time. He's got a pass deflection, and there's a flag. And we'll see what's going on here.
Looks like it might go against Union. I'm not sure.
Either way, it's after the play. It looks like maybe Deal and Anderson got into it.
I don't know. Not...
Yeah, this is after the play. That's going to be on both squads. They will decline. It'll be first down, Ridgeview, from their 17-yard line as they turn away the Bears.
Big defensive stand there by the Wolfpack now. Can they get some points on here in the final 2:21 of this first half?
Trying to get that equalizer here. They have two timeouts remaining. Ball shaded here to the near side to the right for Ridgeview as they break the huddle. And that Wildcat look. It'll be Deal and Hill in the backfield. And it'll be Dill on the quarterback, the running back keeper. He's going to power forward.
What are we doing here?
Across the 20.
No, you got to throw a flag on that, guys. I don't care who's listening. Number 68 comes up through the middle and just continues to hold Carlos Anderson by the bat and just continue to hold him. There's no other call you can make on that, Corey. Sorry. All right, I'll be good now.
All right, it's okay. I was watching the play. I wasn't watching all the after effects of it. Same look here. At their pickup of about four, this will be Colin Hill powering on that left side. He's going to go nowhere. Carlos Anderson hauls him down, and he gets up. That's number 11 in orange state. It wasn't me.
He's holding his hands up again because he was held yet again. And these guys are refusing to call it. This is a regional championship, gentlemen. You might want to use those yellow flags.
Got to let them play, Kevin. It'll be a timeout. Timeout for the Bears with 1:17 to go as Ridgeview will face a third and two from their 25 when we get back here on 93.5 WAXM.
Looking for extra space? Come to Southern Sheds and Structures, located at 10723 Norton Coburn Road in Coburn, Virginia. They offer top quality sheds and cabins in sizes from 8x8 all the way up to 12x40. Get the building you need, and with rent to own available, everyone's approved with no credit checks. Prefer traditional financing? They offer that too. Enjoy free delivery up to 75 miles. Just remember, cinder blocks are sold separately. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. and on Saturdays by appointment. Call today, 276-275-0708. That's 276-275-0708 for Southern Sheds and Structures.
14-7, Union burned their second time out here in the first half as Ridgeview faces a third and two from their 25-yard line. As it'll be another Wildcat look. Xander Wallace is the up back. They look to the side, and now they will burn a timeout.
Wow.
Will Ridgeview timeout, Wolfpack, buck 17 to go here before halftime. 14-7, Union leads the Region 2D Championship on 93.5 WAXM.
Looking for extra space? Come to Southern Sheds
when it
and Structures.
Comes to insurance in Big Stone Gap, you've got options. But choosing the right coverage shouldn't be overwhelming. For competitively priced insurance and service you can trust, turn to State Farm agent Colby Razor. Your friends and neighbors already know Colby and his team deliver unmatched value and no-nonsense guidance every step of the way. From auto and home to life insurance and financial services, they'll help make sure you're covered where it counts. Call 276-523-4464 or stop by 401 East 5th Street North in Big Stone Gap. Colby Razor, State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
14-7, the Bears lead here in the Reach 2D Championship. Third and two for Ridgeview after they burn a timeout. They're going to load the box up here. They're going to give the deal falls forward. For first down, up to the 30, picks up five.
Deal carries to the 30, first down. Really.
Good play call that time. Deal just coming off a tackle, but you got to watch that clock. If you're Ridgeview, they call the
clock roll. They kind of roll that clock. They do now.
Okay.
As it'll be first and 10, ball on the right hash. They got that Wildcat look with Deal and Hill in the backfield. This will be Colin Hill's going to feed it on a handoff to Alex Grant, and he sniffed out. Looks like that was Josh Durant. And Polier. It was Polier, excuse me, number 45 with the clock rolling at 42 seconds to go before halftime. Ridgeview does get the ball to start the second half, so they may be content on rolling it down here as they turned away Union on a fourth down. The winner of this game will take on Glenver next week in the state semifinals. And they're going to get this one to Deal. He's going to turn it on the right side, knocked out of bounds by Keith Chandler. And he hit him out of bounds, got a little lanyard on that in Cajun country. That means a little extra on that, Kevin.
Yeah, and it was close to being hit out of bounds, too, on that one. But obviously the officials didn't call it. So
13 and a half seconds to go now. The clock stops with Deal going out of bounds. Ball shaded here to the near side. Ball's a 41-yard line. And Ridgeview will burn its final timeout here with 13 and a half seconds to go. Bears lead at 14-7 on 93.5 WAXM.
Need quality materials for your next project? Look no further than Pow Valley Stone. We're your local source for natural stone products. We provide reliable delivery right to your job site. Our experienced team is here to help you choose the perfect stone for your next project, no matter the size. Order your stone today from Pow Valley Stone by calling 276-546-2550 or visit them online at powvalleystone.com or find them on Facebook. Pow Valley Stone, where solid projects begin.
Ridgeview burned their third and final timeout. They trail 14-7 here with 13 and a half ticks to go before halftime in the Region 2D championship game.
Well, they got 59 yards to go to the end zone, Corey. I don't think they're going to attempt to pass here. I could be wrong.
They could.
But I don't think they're going to.
Well, no, not, well, it was this Brockhoff, yeah. So,
and so they are.
They're going to get to Grant out of the backfield, turning it up, and he's going to run out of bounds after a gain of about one.
Well, that counts as a pass, but.
Yeah, but it's more like a run.
Yeah.
Kevin, and the question is, you talk about going to the end zone. I mean, if they had got it, maybe it saved that timeout. Connor Smith may have had an opportunity to kick a field goal.
Right, right.
It's going to be Brockhoff out of the quarterback spot. 2x2 look. 7 seconds on the clock here in the first half. It'll be Colin Hill in motion. They'll hand this one off up the middle to Deal. And he will get held up, and that'll be the final play of the first half. The score, the Bears 14, the Wolfpack 7. We'll take a halftime break here on 93.5 WAXM.
Do you have an event coming up? Need high-quality professional entertainment that you can rely on? CTM Entertainment is your premier local full-service entertainment company with friendly, professional service and fair pricing. Based out of Big Stone Gap, Virginia, serving businesses and private needs across the region, CTM Entertainment offers DJ services, live music, karaoke, bingo, trivia, live sound reinforcement, and production, and more. Find CTM Entertainment on Facebook and send us a message today for a free quote on your next event.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Big Stone Economy Drug, located in beautiful downtown Big Stone Gap, just around the corner at 419 Shawnee Avenue East. Big Stone Economy Drug offers more than just prescription services. They also can help you navigate through open enrollment, get you up to date on vaccinations such as school vaccines and flu shots, give you tips on staying healthy, and so much more. Visit them online at BigStoneEconomyDrug.com or call them at 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, a local pharmacy and your partner in health.
At Wildcat Towing, they're always ready to assist you quickly with affordable rates without the long wait times other companies may leave you with. Whether you're stranded in an unfamiliar area, late for an appointment, or caught in bad weather, their experienced drivers will arrive promptly ready to get you and your vehicle to safety. When you need fast, dependable service in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, Wildcat Towing is the company to call. The next time you need a tow, give them a call at 276-393-6572.
Are you one of the many customers in our area who are searching for a new bank? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, financial advisor with Wells Fargo in Norton, Virginia. Whether you are in the market for a new checking account, savings account, CDs, or just have general questions, we're here to help. Stop by our branch on Park Avenue in Norton and see me or one of our other friendly hometown associates. Or give us a call at 276-679-2115 and make sure to tell them old Sturgill sent you.
Ballad Health is dedicated to delivering top quality health care close to home, featuring state-of-the-art facilities and services right in your neighborhood, complemented by nearby hospitals to enhance your care. When an emergency arises, you can find solace in the proximity of care. Visit one of our emergency departments at your nearest hospital, Norton Community, Dickinson Community, Lee Community, or Lonesome Pine Hospital. For more information, visit BalladHealth.org.
Here at Bullet Park, it's halftime in the Region 2D Championship Contest. Union leading by a score of 14-7 here as the Union Bears band about ready to entertain the crowd here at halftime. And it has been an entertaining first half for sure as the homestanding Bears leading the Ridgeview Wolfpack by a score of 14-7. Union being led by Keith Chandler, as they often are. Chandler, 16 carries with 82 yards and two touchdowns on the afternoon for the Bears. Cam Bostic, almost said his dad's name. Cam Bostic, the Union quarterback, has completed 2 of 4 pass attempts for 30 yards. He's actually picked up more yardage on the ground so far through this contest. He's got 5 carries and 41 yards for the Bears on the ground. And that's pretty much been the bulk of the Union offense here. Of course, the defense has come up big as well for the Bears with 2 interceptions. Bentley Brockhoff has thrown 2 interceptions. Brockhoff has completed 4 of 7 passes for just 9 yards, but also has 2 interceptions on the afternoon as well. And leading the ground game for the Wolfpack, as is usually the case, Jalen Dill. Dill has got 50 yards exactly on the ground, unofficially anyway, on 10 carries for the Wolfpack through here. And Colin Hill with 4 carries and 9 yards for the Bears. Also, they have tried to get the ball to Alex Grant. He's carried the ball twice and has 3 yards rushing on the ground. Grant also accounting for 6 of those receiving yards on 2 separate catches for the Bears. Just basically that little outlet pass out in the flat and bringing it down just basically about a yard ahead of the quarterback. And that's pretty much been the passing game thus far for Ridgeview. There has not been a lot of passing in this game. Both teams like to run the ball when they can, and that's what they've been doing thus far, is running the ball. That's been a big key. And, of course, we had reports coming in that number 28, Keith Chandler, was injured for the Bears, suffering some injuries, but he has shown no effects of that so far. Has several tackles on defense for Chandler. He also has an interception. And as we mentioned, 16 carries, 82 yards. So going to be interesting to see how things go here in the second half. We'll talk about that when we continue. Still a long way to go here in this extended halftime, as right now the crowd being entertained by the Union High School Marching Bears Band. And doing a great job for the crowd here on this chilly Saturday afternoon indeed. Back with more here from Bullet Park. It's the Region 2D Football Championship. Union 14, Ridgeview 7 at the half. Back with more on 93.5 WAXM.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493.
The folks at DJ's Truck Parts, located in Coburn, want to thank each and every one who have shared in their success as customers. They have worked hard to earn your business and trust, and they continue to do so. Give them a call for all your truck and trailer needs. They have a large inventory of truck parts and tools. They specialize in finding that hard-to-find part for that special need. They carry a range of CB equipment as well. Let them fill your truck part needs at DJ's Truck Parts, locally owned and operated. Call 276-395-7108.
It's the friends we've known so long that's helped to keep us strong at Miners Exchange Bank. 'Cause people make the difference. And we take pride in our community by working together.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
At Wildcat Towing, they're always ready to assist you quickly with affordable rates without the long wait times other companies may leave you with. Whether you're stranded in an unfamiliar area, late for an appointment, or caught in bad weather, their experienced drivers will arrive promptly ready to get you and your vehicle to safety. When you need fast, dependable service in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, Wildcat Towing is the company to call. The next time you need a tow, give them a call at 276-393-6572.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, and Jonesville, Virginia.
The model year end savings event continues at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, and we have it all. 0% financing for 60 months, the biggest rebates and incentives of the year. Model year end bonus cash, payments as low as $289 a month. No payments for 90 days, so come get it all at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. 0 for 60, the biggest rebates and incentives of the year. Model year end bonus cash, payments as low as $289 a month. No payments for 90 days. Every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets it's the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. The model year-end savings event continues, and now's the best time to own your new Nissan. Call the guaranteed hotline, 423-288-5500, and get a yes at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. We're friends, send them friends, and we go the extra mile.
Bonus cash is a dealer discount, N85-82, selling price $37,889, N86-98, selling price $22,9, $15,000 down, 96 months, 7.99% APR, plus tax, tag, fees, all offers with approved credit, no two offers combined, select models.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizzas, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
We're your comfort company.
Yes,
we'll treat your home like family.
Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Treat your home like family.
Yes, sir.
Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
Whether you are returning to college, learning a new trade, or enrolling for the first time, Mountain Empire Community College provides multiple career pathways for our students to set them on the best trajectory possible. Our enthusiastic staff and faculty are always eager to assist new and returning students. No matter where you are in your journey, this is the place to begin.
Looking for the best in quality furniture and appliances? Visit J&R Furniture at 185 McClure Avenue in Clintwood, Virginia. They carry top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Lazy Boy, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Plus, beautiful custom-built Amish solid wood furniture. And the best part, free delivery within 50 miles. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Shop online at jnrfurniture.com or follow them on Facebook. Give them a call today at 276-926-9080. J&R Furniture, quality you can count on with service that's second to none.
Looking for top quality in hardware and furniture? Then visit Modern Hardware and Furniture at 262 Main Street in Clintwood. They have everything you need, from Steel and Husqvarna power equipment to furniture, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Need parts? Our Steel and Husqvarna parts department have you covered. Whether you are tackling a big project or upgrading your home, we have the tools and supplies you need. Behind every project is a True Value Hardware store. Call us today at 276-926-6501. It's Modern Hardware and Furniture Company. Your project starts here.
14-7. Union leads Ridgeview here in the Region 2D championship game at halftime here on 93.5 WAXM. Kevin Mays, Corey Sanchez with you as always. And Kevin, we get started with this game, and then we'll talk about where we were at last night here shortly. As Union right now on the wings of two interceptions, they have been turned away on downs, but they picked off Bentley Brockhoff twice, and that's been the Achilles heel of Ridgeview, is when you get that quarterback back to throwing the ball, it looks like he's a little indecisive, and that has led to two interceptions, one by Chandler that set up a touchdown, and then Braxton Bunch as well that was led to a turnover on downs.
Yeah, just those turnovers always key, and they always seem to hurt you most of the time. If nothing else, just possession of the ball. Obviously, if you're gonna when you make that turnover, you know, you lose possession and your chances to score there on most cases. So, I mean, just a tough situation when you turn the ball over in any type of situation, but particularly a game like this that I've talked about. It's a game where possessions are at a premium because, you know, Union had that 14-0 lead there, scoring on those first two possessions, and then Ridgeview was able to stop them, and Ridgeview got a score back to make it 14-7, and Ridgeview will now get the ball back to start the second half. But I tell you, if you're behind, Ridgeview is a team that likes to run the ball a lot, and they do it very well, but if they get stopped and then Union goes up by two scores yet again, that can cause you some problems because you're going to be forced to try to hurry things and get on the scoreboard because Union's going to do their best to keep the ball away from you. Of course, Ridgeview will have the ball coming out in the second half, so if they come back in the third quarter, score on that first possession, it could be all tied up at 14-14, and then it's a whole new ball game from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we move over. We talk about where we were at last night, Region 1D Championship, as it's Rye Cove going back to the state tournament for the second time in 2 years as they vanquished Eastside 32-12. It was a 13-12 ball game at the end of the first quarter. And then Gary Collier's squad put on the afterburners, locking down Keldon Hamilton, and that defense forcing four turnovers, really five if you count the first score of the day over Chase Williams' head on that punt return, on that punt. And Maverick Crest having three interceptions of Landon Pinnell, someone that just came out of nowhere on there. We talked about Will Rollins, Carter Roach Hodge, and a lot of those guys, and Tyler Shoup as well. He has played very well for Rye Cove after taking over the starting quarterback role for Rye Cove. And Gary Collier's squad is rocking and rolling, and they have continue their revenge tour of last 2 weeks. They get another shot at Grayson County coming up next week at a spot to be determined. And I will say this right now, just stay tuned to our social media pages for where we will be at next week here on 93.5 WAXM and Valley Broadcasting.
Yeah, and going back to the Friday night game, the Region 1 Championship Court, we did talk about a lot of those kids, deservingly so. Some kids that we didn't talk about a lot, the offensive and defensive fronts,
yes,
for Rye Cove, they just came out and just took control of that ball game. They were able to open up the holes on offense, get those backs through there quickly, and then on defense just shut down and won the battle in the trenches. That's Eastside coach Mike Rhodes alluded to that last night. Didn't actually allude to it. He just said it. They beat us up front in the trenches, and you can't win a lot of ball games when you're losing the battles in the trenches. So that proved true again last night. Rye Cove just coming ready to play and roaring on all cylinders and come away with the big win there. So best of luck to them as they head into state play now.
Rye Cove winning 5 out of 6 meetings, out of the last 6 meetings against Eastside. And this time they had to go back to Eastside after they lost early on. But the adjustments that they made and that ball control offense that Gary Collier put together and that game plan that that squad did, and you mentioned the big guys up front, Cooper Bowen, Ethan Lawson, they were big, but they were also quick. I remember we talked about Cooper Bowen getting out there quick and tripping up Landon Pinnell on one of those plays, and I mean, that should bode well for them. They're going to play that familiar opponent, like we said, in Grayson County. Also, for this game, the winner of this game has the privilege to take on Glenver, who won last night as well. So they that's no easy task, as we know that quarterback that they have can do. He can do everything. He's a quarterback. He's a defensive end. He punts for him, kicks for him, so he does just a little bit of everything. And there were some reports early on that he had an injury. We said about Keith Chandler, said about him, what injury? And somebody forgot to tell them that as we've got about a minute before, well, less than a minute to go, so they'll probably put 3 more minutes on the clock here. No team has gotten back out on the field. Here come the Bears, but the Wolfpack are still in the locker room, so they'll give them a little bit of time to come out there and stretch, Kevin. As, you know, we'll talk about this game, last night's game. We'll talk about some of the college football games as well. As we know, it's rivalry week, the last week of the regular season, and then we go into conference tournament time next week. So it's going to be a fun discussion on Pigskin Picks, and then you'll actually do your victory tour, as your Dallas Cowboys have won 2 games in a row against the Super Bowl participants last year down there in AT&T Stadium.
And I know everybody's going to say, oh, it's, you know, that's a Dallas fan, typical Dallas fan. But the Eagles have lost 2 in a row, and their offense is in some disarray, losing last night to the Bears. So Dallas is just a game and a half out of the NFC East lead, Corey.
Yep, they are.
And if they went out, could very easily win the NFC East. And, you know, none of the same team has not won the NFC East.
In 23 years now? No. 22?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's something asinine. Right now the Eagles do have the lead. They lost to Chicago on the Black Friday game, and they're starting to look a lot like that 2023 team where the bottom fell out on them. They start out like, what was it, 10-0 or something?
Right.
So Philadelphia, they have their own problems. Dallas, it's the division is up for their up for them to grab it and haul it down and get it back down there to Jerry's place. And Brian Schottenheimer, it's hard to root for the Dallas Cowboys, but it's easy to root for a guy like Brian Schottenheimer. I can't believe I'm saying that, but
please record that. The thing about the Cowboys, I mean, they've got the Lions coming up. That's going to be a tough win.
Tough win?
I mean, Yeah.
Tough win. He's calling it already. Yeah. It's going to be a tough win for Dallas.
Well, you know, in order to get the win, it's going
Talk
to be tough.
Talk your stuff.
The same with the Chargers. You know, if you beat the Chargers, you're going to earn it. So that's definitely true right there. You know, they got the Commanders, which I know the Commanders are suffering, but it's a rivalry game. And as we've seen over the last week, 2 weeks, you're playing a rivalry game. It doesn't matter what the records are. I mean, yeah, that's a cliche, but that's a cliche that proves the truth because it's definitely a situation, particularly with the Commanders and the Cowboys, amongst many others, when you have that kind of rivalry, anything can happen. Either team can win it.
Yeah, and that's going to be fun to see. Two teams you really didn't expect to be at the top of the conference. We thought that both these teams would be improved, the Chicago Bears and the New England Patriots, right now leading their conferences behind sophomore quarterbacks and Drake May and Caleb Williams. Both those young men are looking very well.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the Patriots are looking pretty good. And I'm, you know, I'm not necessarily against the Patriots, but you know, I
do not for them.
Well, you know, Belichick sort of soured me on the Patriots. I think even more so than Tom Brady.
Ooh.
So that's that.
I think it's time for me to change up my glasses, as I've been in sunshades. It's getting a little dark for these eyes as we get ready to start the second half, the Lone Star Pines CDJR kickoff here to open up the third quarter. Cam Bishop will kick off right to left. It'll be Jalen Deal, Alex Grant back to receive it. And he'll put the tee down at the 40.
The best thing about this getting ready to start the second half is they turned off the music from the speaker that's sitting right above my head.
It's hard to think and listen to the jams as well. As Bishop will kick it off, and the second half is underway. Short kick fielded by Deal on the run across the 30. Pushing his blockers forward to the 36-yard line, maybe the 37. They'll say the 37-yard line. It'll be first down to Ridgeview with 11:53 to go here in the third quarter.
Big return there from Dill again. I mean, Jalen Dill has had a good day, 50 yards on the ground, rushing a couple of big kickoff returns. I'd say they'll rely on him here in the second half.
Out of that wildcat look, they're going to send a couple guys in motion here, about three of them. They come set. Dill gets the direct snap. He's going to power for it up the middle, carrying a host of Bears across the 45 to the 49. Picks up 12, and it'll be a first down for the Pack. So a good power play up the middle for Ridgeview on that opening drive.
Yeah, just a big play there from Dill, as we mentioned, and I look for him to get a lot more touches here in this second half. Looks like he may get it again.
Yep, same look, same shift, low snap. Dill, he fumbled it forward, and we'll see who hopped on it. Looks like they may have recovered it. He batted that ball forward, and he came back with it. Picked up two in the Union territory now to the 49.
Yeah, that one just a very low snap on the ground, really, and Dill tries to scoop it up, and it goes forward as he picks it up. But somebody wearing those white Ridgeview jerseys able to jump on top of it.
Looks like Dill came up with it here as it scraped off the carpet. And he's going to get the snap. This one's going to be chest high. He's going to power forward, trucking to the 46, where he'll pick up three. And it'll be third down for Ridgeview. Third and five from the 46-yard line of the Bears. As Dakota Stanley will send in the offensive play call as he looks at his sheet. And you get that Wildcat look loaded up in the backfield. It'll be the up back Wallace powering forward. And he gets it across the 45 to about the 44. So it'll be fourth down now, fourth and three. Fourth and three from the 44.
Well, here we go, and they try to draw Union's defense offsides. That's worked a couple of times this game already.
Yep. They load up that line. They look back, looking for the call. They look at their sleeves. 9:24 to go here, third quarter, fourth and three, and it'll be a flag, says Randy Sturgill. Looks like it'll be a false start.
Oh, my. Well, maybe trying to draw Union off sides, but the false start goes against Ridgeview.
The play clock had expired, too. That'll push him back to the 49-yard line.
And now it's fourth and eight, and here we go with the punt.
They went for it deeper on fourth and 11, and now they'll send Connor Smith on to punt it. Maddox will go back to receive it. Back at his 10, Corey Bostic just saying, go back, go back.
Yeah, he probably needs to go back a little bit deeper than that. Either.
They look like they weren't ready for it, as this one will knuckle down inside the five, right at the one.
Oh.
What a punt by the future Razorback, as it'll be first and 10 from the Union one. With 9:01 to go, Bears lead at 14-7. We'll take a timeout on 935 WAXM.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Back deeper out of the gun. He's going to power to the right side. He gets up to about the two, maybe the three.
Yeah, they're going to mark it at the three, I think, Corey. Give him a second and eight.
Second and eight down for Union. As this game got tight last year in the regional semifinals, with 8:30 to go, 14-7, the Bears lead Ridgeview. And Connor Smith pinned them back to the one. As we hand off to Chandler, trying to bounce, get out of the end zone. He does as he gets up to the four. They gain a one. So it'll be third and seven here. And, Kevin, this could be a massive win for Ridgeview if they can force a punt.
Yeah, you flip the field there and pin Union deep and then get the ball right back. Absolutely.
And we saw this last night, too. You know, they weren't in the end zone, but that field is a lot shorter for the punter to work with and the long snapper. Single receiver right, single receiver left. Out of the gun, Bostic. He fires to bunt, sliding catch on the hash mark. To the 11, and that's going to be a first down for the Bears.
Yep, and just like that, you get out of that jam, but, of course, still deep in your own territory.
And then there's a flag. I thought there was a flag, but they finally marked the ball off as a first down.
Okay, not a flag?
Nope.
Just maybe some
the
of
the way everybody kind
of
reacted, I was like, whoa, what are we doing here? Bears break huddle, 7:20 to go. They lead it 14-7. Ball at their 11-yard line out of the gun. It'll be a handoff to Chandler, powering off their right guard as he'll plow forward to the 14 and a pickup of three.
About three.
It's up to the 14-yard line. And that'll be 3rd and 7.
Bostic taking his time getting getting in there with the play. I mean, they're down to 15 seconds on the play clock now.
12 seconds on the play clock. Out of the gun, same formation here. Bostic will give it back to Chandler, powering off that left guard. Gets across the 15 to about 17, maybe the 16. Looks like it's at the 17-yard line. Got to get it to the 21 for a first down. So it'll be 3rd and 4 from the 17.
3rd down 4.
Clock is rolling at 6:07 here in the third quarter. The Bears break huddle in their home orange uniform. Single receiver left, single receiver right. Out of the gun, it'll be a keeper by Bostic running right across the 20. He's got a first down, 25, 30, down the right sideline, midfield pipe, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, Cam Bostic, you are ridiculous. He did it last year. He did it this year. A quarterback keeper, he did it earlier as well. Cam Bostic, touchdown, 84 yards to pay dirt. It's 20-7, Bears.
What a run by Bostic. He had one defender to beat on the outside, and he just sprinted by him and then heads to the end zone. He looks back a couple of times as if he couldn't believe that there was nobody else even chasing him. Bostic just goes all the way down the field in a huge play now, huge lead as far as momentum-wise for the Union Bears.
Mike Allen likes it. Darryl Ealy likes it as they get a fist bump, and so does Susan Mays and Darryl Ealy. They give some fist bumps as well, as is Cam Bishop on for the extra point. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. It is up, and it is true. 5:53 to go in the third quarter. It's the Bears 21. The Wolfpack 7 will take a timeout here in the Region 2D Championship on 93.5 WAXM.
This is Kerry Belcher. One thing that's become popular over the last many years is buying insurance over the internet or phone from someone you don't even know. Maybe there's something mysteriously positive about that. Maybe there's something valuable. But at Belcher Insurance, we believe that getting to know our customer and their needs is the most valuable thing we do. We're not a one-horse agency. We have many carriers and products to assure you the things and people that mean most to you are safely insured. And we've been doing it for 7 decades. So call us, Facebook us, email us, text us, visit us on the web, or drive right up and come right in.
43 left to play in the third quarter. Union moves the ball 99 yards on 6 plays. It's capped off by an 83-yard touchdown run from quarterback Cam Bostic. They're now with 126 yards on 7 carries. And his running touchdown puts the Bears up 21-7 with 5:43 to play in the third quarter.
Straight cash, homie. That's all I can tell you, Kevin Mays. Straight cash.
21-7. That's all I'm saying.
If you can only see what we see sometimes. Cam Bishop on for the loss of Find CDJR kickoff, as it'll be Deal on the half across the 15, 20, 25, as he meets a couple of Bears, breaks some tackles up to the 35. That's where Ridgeview takes over in desperate need of a score here with 5:36 to go in the third frame.
Jalen Deal, he's a UVA wide signee, is he not? I think he is. I'm going to throw that
out
there.
Yes, you're right.
Just a tough runner. And getting up the field that time on the kickoff return, bouncing off a couple of would-be tacklers.
It'll be a wildcat look with Deal and Hill in motion. It comes set. As this will be Colin Hill powering up the gut, breaking some tackles. Spin move across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Picks up about 8.
Nice carry that time by Hill coming off tackle, and makes it a 2nd and 2 and very manageable 2nd down here for the Wolfpack.
Ravon Jones checks in for Cam Bostic. if they're going to give him a break after he hauled his grits all the way to the house, as this will be held once again on the direct stab, and he's hauled down by a pack of bears. It gets up to the 45, and that'll be enough for a first down after a pickup of three.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, I keep harping on this, Corey, but it's still very relevant here in this contest. His possession's at a premium. This is almost a must-score possession,
yes,
for the Wolfpack here.
Ball shaded to the far side, to the left. It's Ridgeview Works left to right in the radio dial in their road white uniforms and their gray pants. It'll be Deal on the direct snap. He's going to run up the right guard down to about the midfield stripe, and he picks up five, splits the difference. It'll be second and five down for Ridgeview. Now, that's the one thing, Kevin. Ridgeview's been good in between, what we said, about the 30s. They've been moving the ball, but then they kind of tighten up.
Right, yeah, and just not able to move the ball as well. And, of course, those two turnovers in the first half that were very costly, obviously.
They get the same look here on the near side, on the near side hash. It'll be Deal on the keeper, and he's going to power forward for a first down to the 45. That's Abe Potter on the stop along with Carlos Anderson.
Abe Potter and John Garoff, first down review.
Clock stops at 3:45 here in the third quarter. Just to reset the chains, Randy Sturgill says, roll that beautiful bean footage. And Ridgeview has a new set of downs. With 3:29 and counting here, Xander Wallace will move. That line will shift for the Bears. It'll be Hill running left. Kind of cut up a little bit. He picks up some yardage to a 41. Picks up four. Josh Garant on the tackle.
Cover down station with our 41.
That'll be a pickup of four to the Bear 41. Second and six with 2:55 to go here in the third period. 21-7. Ridgeview trails Union, but they're on the move here. This third quarter, as Kevin May said, this is a must score for Bears. Down there looking for it. They get a flag as they saw somebody jump on that interior offensive line. That'll be 5 yards. That'll back them up past the sticks to the 46-yard line. It'll make it second and 11 for the Pack.
Big penalty there, obviously. Ridgeview's got to overcome that now as they drop back, and they don't want to pass the ball too much. They're a run first offense as they're showing out of the shotgun here again.
As it'll be Hill on the keeper running to his left, breaks a tackle, spin to the 40. He's knocked down at the 39 yard line.
And one of the offensive linemen will have to leave the game. He lost his helmet. He's not very happy about it.
And that's big number 70, Elijah Mullins, the senior. 340 pounds, 5'11". That's some beef up the middle. 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. The Bears trail by two scores. Excuse me, the Wolfpack trail by two scores here. It'll be Colin Hill again running on that left side. He'll be short of the line to gain. They'll pick up two to the 37, so it'll be fourth and a pair with 1:25 remaining. I can tell this is one of Kevin Mays' favorite songs.
Oh, my goodness. I got a repertoire of them all.
I heard that. The horns are out. 1:05 to go, third quarter. 21-7, fourth and two for Ridgeview. They trail. Trying to pick up the sticks here to bring the line in tight. This will be Deal. Oh, on the pop. That's Aiden Rose. Got it. 15-10-5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Wolfpack. on the sneaker, all 4-2, the little jump pass. Oh, my goodness. It's a memory of Kansas City on Christmas.
Kansas City.
Wow-wee. Remember, they had the big guy, the little Tim Tebow pass there. A Big Ten fan up there with Kent Grant calling an old SEC play as it's a touchdown.
And the crowd is stunned.
Yes. 37
yards. Yep.
For a touchdown. Jalen Deal to Aiden Rose there. Extra point. High snap. Kick on the way. It is up and it is good. 52 ticks to go. New score, Bears 21, Wolfpack 14. We'll take a timeout here on 93.5 WAXM.
For over 40 years, Johnson Chevrolet in Clintwood has been your trusted Chevrolet dealership of choice. Located at 348 McClure Avenue, we offer the best in new and used cars, SUVs, trucks, and more, all backed by top-notch service and repair. Need financing? We've got you covered. Plus, we offer accessories and more. Call us today at 276-926-4635 or drop by our dealership and experience the Johnson Chevrolet difference. Johnson Chevrolet, serving you for over 40 years in Clintwood.
Well, Ridgeview keeps themselves right in it as they move on 8 plays and go a total of 66 yards for the score. A jump pass from the backfield to Austin Rose from Jalen Deal that goes 37 yards for a score and just stunned pretty much everybody in the entire Bullet Park here. And Union with the lead, 21-14, but Ridgeview still hanging close.
Punch, counter punch here as it's Connor Smith on for the Ultra Pine CDJR kickoff. Jones, Maddox, Bunch back to receive it for the Bears, and he puts that boot in there. Will it bounce out of bounds? Yes, it will. Right behind the official at the 11.
And that is not what they wanted.
And that'll bring it up to the 35.
I think they'll mark it at the 35, yes.
Hey, he is hauling his grits slowly, is the official.
Yeah.
Yes, to the 35.
I'm posting his bars around 35.
21-14. The Bears have the ball back with 52 ticks to go. Here in the third quarter. Out of the gun, it'll be a handoff to Chandler, firing up the right guard. As he'll get it up to the 36-yard line, so a single gain there. And, Kevin, you talk about possessions being at a premium here. We'll see what Union does as the clock rolls under 30 seconds here in the third quarter. Bossy gets the call in with the lead, a 7-point advantage for the Bears, 21-14 over Ridgeview. Single receiver left, single receiver right. Chandler to the right of Bossy in the back. He looks back at the game clock. He gets the snap. He's going to hand this one off to Chandler. He breaks a tackle, trying to carry a couple of guys after he picks up two. And that'll be Alex Grant and Aiden, and Rose, Austin Rose on the stop. And
here we go.
We go to the fourth and final frame here on the Region 1D Championship game. A trip to the state semifinals to meet Glenver, coming up for the winner of this one as we go to the fourth quarter on 93.5 WAXM.
Looking for insurance you can trust? Wise Dickinson County Farm Bureau, located at 309 West Main Street in Wise, Virginia, has you covered. Give Brian Mullins and Julian Evans a call at 276-328-8874 for all your insurance needs. Voted number one by Forbes in home and auto, and specializing in farm business, general liability, workers' comp, and most importantly, life insurance. They also handle 401k rollovers and annuities. Wise Dickinson County Farm Bureau, proud sponsor of local athletics. Go Bears!
Region 2D championship game. fourth quarter. The Bears lead it 21-14 over fellow Mountain 7 District opponent Ridgeview. It'll be a third down. About a third and a, what do you say, about six, Kevin?
Third and seven, I think, is, well, yeah, somewhere around there. About, yeah, third and seven.
About third and seven.
Ball's at the 38, so here's the big thing. I mean, does Ridgeview, and now they've got, what's going on?
The ball's at the 42-yard line.
They're holding everybody up.
What are they doing? Don't know where Randy. Randy Sturz was looking at the clock.
What? I mean, it's got to have 12 minutes on it. I don't know what else. It's the start of a quarter.
Third down. I think they were saying they had second down on the board.
Okay, it is third down.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what they were talking about. Big third down here. Does Union get a first, keep the drive alive, or does Ridgeview make the stop and get right back in this thing?
Twin receivers to the far side, to the left here, as Chandler goes in motion here to the right. It'll be empty look now. Boston gets about high step. Cam looks, fires over the middle. That one's caught. That is Garage inside the 35-yard line. First down. Josh Garage, first down Bears. To the 33-yard line, and a first down for the Bears.
Yeah, and that's been the weapon. That's been the key for Union here in this one. They come up with the big play when they need it, and that was definitely a big play for the Bears.
20 yards on that one?
Yeah, we'll do the math. 17 and 12, 29 yards.
29, okay. Undersold them there. That play was at the 42-yard line of the Bears, and a big third down conversion. They get it down, and there's going to be a flag.
Yeah, they didn't get off in time.
No, there's going to be a timeout. Timeout, Bears.
Oh, they got it. Okay.
11:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Bears lead at 21-14 over Ridgeview. Region 2D Championship, 935 WAXM.
Hungry for real mountain comfort food? Come on down to Piggy Wina Smoking Barbecue and Catfish in Wise, Virginia. Located at 6868 Orby Cantrell Highway, we're serving up the hometown flavors you love. Pulled pork piled high, crispy chicken tenders, and our famous best-selling catfish that keeps folks coming back for more. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, and Friday and Saturday, 10 to 8. Got a craving right now? Skip the wait. Call 276-321-7317 to place your order today. Piggy Wina Smoking Barbecue and Catfish, where the flavor does the talking.
Here you coming out of the timeout. They'll have two remaining here the rest of the way. They have the ball. They have the lead in Ridgeview territory. The last time they were in Ridgeview territory, Kevin Deep, they turned the ball over on downs as they're working left to right on the radio dial here. Ball shaded closer to the left hash, as it'll be a wildcat look. Boston coming out here to the near side, and now there'll be a man in motion, as it'll be Chandler on the direct snap, kicking, plowing forward through, letting Alex Grant take a ride on the Chandler train, as it'll be a first down to the 20-yard line. It'll be 13 yards and a Bear first down.
Unbelievable. Just the strength of that young man. He just moves it and keeps it moving forward.
11-11, you make a wish here, you pick up sticks, and the ball is at the 20. We won't call it the red zone, we'll call it the orange zone just for for the Bears' sake, as they run that same wildcat look with Garant going in motion. Oh, and Chandler, he dropped the ball. Is it recovered? Jalen Gill's got it.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be Ridgeview football.
Ridgeview recovers. As it was Garant going in motion there, and Chandler fumbled.
Chandler took a step to his right. He forgot to take the football with him. It just hits his hands and bounces in front of it, and Ridgeview able to jump on top of it.
The first turnover, the first takeaway, we'll call it, as we consider turnover on downs. They're not official turnovers, but we still call them turnovers. Here, and now Ridgeview looking to get the equalizer here. Had that jump pass from Deal to Rose. They run that double running back look here out of the backfield. It'll be Deal running to his right. He's following his blocks, gets tripped up there across the 25. Across the 25 to about the 28. Picks up four. So it'll be second and six down. And we've seen this a lot from Ridgeview here in the second half, Kevin. They're getting, like, on that first down, they're getting the 4 yards, and that's going to aid them very well here down the stretch in the fourth quarter if they can maintain it. It'll be Hill on the keeper this time as he gets it across the 30.
Looks like they're going to mark it as a 33-yard line.
Yeah, 33-yard line for him. Picked up five. It'll be third and one down for the Pack. Under 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. They get some defensive substitutions out there for them. As Ritu huddles up, they reset the play clock now.
Yeah, they had to move the ball, so they'll reset the clock on that.
.928 to go with the clock rolling. Ridgeview with the ball. They trail by seven. Face the third and one from their 33. It'll be Deal on the keeper. He's got enough for the first down. He gets it across the 35-yard line.
Three straight carries now by Jalen Deal, and he's making the most of it. All the way up to the 37.
Picked up four.
First down, Ridgeview. At their own 37.
As we said before, Ridgeview comes in here never winning at Bullitt Park. They're 0-7, looking to exercise those demons here. Thunder 9 minutes to go in the ball game. Trailing by seven. This will be Hill on the run, running left here to the near side, across the 40. Got the midfield pipe. Got some room where he goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line into Bear territory.
And that'll get the Ridgeview crowd going.
It sure will.
As a big gain there all the way. That's going to be 10, 13, 23 yards.
23 yards.
Gotta get my math for it.
Gotta get my math right here. .846 to go. It'll be Hill once again running left, trying to cut up the middle, and he's met by Garant and Chandler. Picks up about three there. It's about the 36-yard line.
60 yards running now for Hill and 90 yards on the ground for Jalen Deal. So Hill and Deal. Poet didn't know it.
Yeah. It'll be Deal on the round. Oh, he fumbles it. And he's going to get slung down by Carlos Anderson back behind the sticks to the 41. So he lost four. So it'll be third and 11 now from the 41-yard line.
Now Jacob Horton and Matty Potier in there. Making the hits as well.
7:37 on the fourth quarter clock. 21-7, Ridgeview trails. They have the ball in Union territory. Big third down play here as Brockhoff will line up as a quarterback. He's got three receivers split to the near side here to the left, single receiver to the right. Snaps clap, gets the low snap there. Pump looking left side. That one over the head of Yates, number seven. That was Landon Yates, the intended receiver.
And I think Ridgeview wanted a pass interference. They're not going to get it. But that seems to be the reason for frustration across the way.
Kevin, what do you do here after Ridgeview? Do you send Connor Smith out to punt it, or do you go for it? Looks like they're going to send... They will send Connor Smith out to try and pin him once again.
If I'm Union, I'm guarding for a fake here. This is putting a lot of faith in your defense here if you're Ridgeview.
They tighten up here, Kevin, as of late. As Smith will stand at his 45-yard line, Camden Maddox, and it'll be a delay of game.
And that may be by design.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I think that's probably is just give him a little bit more space to punt. And it'll back him up. As this will be Connor Smith gets that right-footed pick-suey boot, and it'll go into the end zone for a touchback. 7 minutes to go. Union leads at 21-14. They get the ball at the 20 when we come back here on 93.5 WAXM.
Keep an eye out, folks. The Bad Boys of Chicken is back on the ramble. Winner of the Coalfield Progress 2024 Best of the Best Chicken, the Cluck Truck, is bringing you their variety of chicken, including Nashville hot sandwiches, hot honey sandwiches, tenders, and more. If you would like to know where the Bad Boys of Chicken is going to be set up, they announce their next pop-up date on a regular basis on their Facebook, the Cluck Truck. Or you can give them a call at 276-220-0175.
Union has the ball, first and 10. They have the lead at their 20. It'll be Chandler up the gut, puts his head down across the 20 to about the 23. It'll be second and 7.
That's another one of those carries by Keith Chandler. You think he stopped in the at the line of scrimmage, and next thing you know, he's got a 3-yard gain. He's got 108 yards now and 23 carries.
He's a physical runner, looks like a pinball. Two receivers lined up here to the near side. Bostic gets turns, hand this one off to Chandler, following his blockers, trying to get a full hit of steam. Powers forward to the 24, maybe a... They're going to give him two to the 25. So it's going to be third and 5 down for the Bears with less than 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody, if there's anybody in the park that did not expect Keith Chandler to get the ball
right
on that call. So I don't know. Here, third and 5, do you try to mix it up or do you keep it with Mr. Steady? But I'm telling you, this could be the play of the game right here.
As it'll be Bostic, direct snap, looking, rolling to his left. He's going to put his head down. He goes out of bounds at the 6. First down for the Bears to the 31-yard line. Okay, Yorkville.
Number 31, first down, buddy.
He runs the top, buddy.
Is that down to the 31-yard line?
Yep.
Makes it first and 10. Is yours working?
Yep, mine is working.
Just checking.
Turned it back on. Maybe I hit it. They'll stop the clock. Yep. 5:24 to go in the Region 2D Championship game. Union at their 31 sends Chandler in motion. Bostic on the keeper. Cutting up. Gets it across the 35.
Bostic just gives you a change of pace, Corey, because he's got a step or two on Chandler as far as speed of the game. And when he gets that ball, I mean, you've got to break to him quick if you're the defense.
Picks up 6.
Mm.
Picks up 6 there to the 37-yard line. Bunch lined up to the near side. They're going to hand this one off to Chandler as he's going to lose a yard back to the 36-yard line.
So here we go with another third down situation. They're going to mark it up to the 37. So they did say he got to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, no gain there. 4:30 with the clock rolling. The Bears huddle up here. 21-14. They lead the Wolfpack. Ball at their 37-yard line. They got to get it to the 41 to continue the possession. Bostic, direct snap. He's going to keep it. He's going to get it across the 40. He's got a Friday. He fumbled it.
And it looks like Ridgeview's got it.
Let's see. Cam Bostic fumbled the ball, and it'll be Ridgeview ball at the 41-yard line.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Whew. That was some a little bit of confusion.
So a 4-10 Ridgeview forces another turnover here. It was Chandler on the previous offensive drive. Down it's Bostic. And Ridgeview down with the ball at the Union 43-yard line. This will be Deal running right side. He carries it to about the 40, so he picks up three. That'll be second and seven for the Pack. Now, Kevin, you got to think of two things here now. Do you want to score? You got to score. That's the primary objective here. But do you want to score soon? Or do you want to score with a little bit less time and then maybe think about it and go for a two-point conversion?
Yeah, it's a lot of choices here. I think Ridgeview's just going to run what they're going to run.
Colin Hill running here to the near side to the left. Gets it across the 40 to the 38-yard line. Picks up two. And it'll be about third and five now with 3:18 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
At this level, Corey, I don't think you want to overthink things, really. Their first, Ridgeview's first concern is getting in the end zone.
Don't tempt fate. Third and five from the 38-yard line of the Bears. They break huddle. Does Ridgeview. They trail by seven. It'll be Colin Hill up the middle, breaking some tackles, and he's got a first down to the 30.
Big carry that time by Hill. He looked like he might have been stopped, but then was able to get all the way down to the 30, an 8-yard pickup for that first down as the clock continues to run.
Clock rolls at 2:37. Ridgeview. Of course, two turnovers here. Chandler and Bostic have fumbled. It'll be Deal running up the middle. He's hauled down by Anderson. And he's smashed there also by Horton. Clock approaches 2 minutes. Ridgeview taking their time. They trail by seven, 21-14. On the move at the 29-yard line of the Bears.
They've got to watch for a pass play here.
Uh-oh, and they may have got them four.
They didn't call it.
No, they didn't call it.
And now everybody's moving around on Ridgeview. I don't know. There's two, one.
And now they had to burn a timeout here to Ridgeview.
Oh, my goodness.
So they'll have two remaining here. And it looked like Union did jump in that neutral zone here. 1:32 to go in the ball game.
They did jump into the neutral zone, but I'm not sure if there was any contact made.
21-14 is the score. The Bears lead it, and they're on defense. We'll take a quick timeout, 935 WXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
21-14, the score here. Second and nine for Ridgeview. They trail Union with a 1:32 to go. The horn is a wailing. Literally right in front of us, the horn is wailing. And it'll be Brockhoff under center. He's going to hand this one off to Grant, powering up the middle. Gets it across the 25 to the 24. So he picks up five.
There's the horn.
There it is. Third and three now. 1:11 to go. With Colin Hill on the jet sweep, and he's going to try to get it, but he is short of the line to gain as he stopped shy of the 20 at the 21.
And timeout Ridgeview.
Timeout Ridgeview with 1 minute. They face a fourth and one when we get back here. They trail at 21-7. Does Ridgeview in the Region 2D title game, 93.5 WAXM.
Big Stone Economy Drug, located in beautiful downtown Big Stone Gap, just around the corner at 419 Shawnee Avenue East. Big Stone Economy Drug offers more than just prescription services. They also can help you navigate through open enrollment, get you up to date on vaccinations such as school vaccines and flu shots, give you tips on staying healthy, and so much more. Visit them online at BigStoneEconomyDrug.com or call them at 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, a local pharmacy and your partner in health.
Kevin Mays has exited stage left. We're getting ready to here as we got 1 minute to go. And he said he's going to have to run very quickly down there.
Yeah, I may have to stay here for this one.
Fourth and one. 1 minute to go. 21-14. Bears lead it. The Pack trail. Got to be ready for anything here to the Bears. And now the Bears will burn a timeout. 21-14, Union leads Ridgeview Region 2D title game. We will take a timeout here on 93.5 WAXM.
Looking for extra space? Come to Southern Sheds and Structures, located at 10723 Norton Coburn Road in Coburn, Virginia. They offer top-quality sheds and cabins in sizes from 8x8 all the way up to 12x40. Get the building you need, and with rent-to-own available, everyone's approved, with no credit checks. Prefer traditional financing? They offer that, too. Enjoy free delivery up to 75 miles. Just remember, cinder blocks are sold separately. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. Call today, 276-275-0708. That's 276-275-0708 for Southern Sheds and Structures.
Here we go. Both timeouts have been burned. Fourth and one. 1 minute to go. Bears lead it. Ridgeview has it. They need to pick up this fourth and one. They're going to power forward. They do have the first down across the 20. They will power forward, will the Bears. It looks like that may have been Colin Hill on the carry. Well, Wallace, that was Xander Wallace. Clock will stop. Down it rolls. 54 seconds to go. 21-14. Ball on the 19-yard line of the Bears. Ridgeview has it. They trail by seven. It'll be Brockhoff. Gets a direct set, fires, looking for the end zone. That one is dropped by Xander Wallace. Dropped at the one. Xander Wallace had the go-ahead touchdown. Well, the tie had the touchdown in his hand. Brockhoff got his helmet knocked off. And he will hobble off the field. That'll stop the clock with 35.8 seconds. Horn blares. Seconds to go. Second and 10 from the 19. Ridgeview breaks the huddle. They've got to have this one. It'll be Braxton Dill lined up as the quarterback. Got Jalen to the left of him. They'll look to the side. They will burn a timeout. Timeout, Wolfpack. 35.8 seconds to go. 21-14 lead. Here at Bullet Park in the Region 2D Championship Game, 935 WAXM.
When it comes to insurance in Big Stone Gap, you've got options. But choosing the right coverage shouldn't be overwhelming. For competitively priced insurance and service you can trust, turn to State Farm agent Colby Razor. Your friends and neighbors already know Colby and his team deliver unmatched value and no-nonsense guidance every step of the way. From auto and home to life insurance and financial services, they'll help make sure you're covered where it counts. Call 276-523-4464 or stop by 401 East 5th Street North in Big Stone Gap. Colby Razor, State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Seconds ago, 21-14, second and 10 for the Wolfpack. They just burned their final timeout here as we deal out of the gun. Braxton, he's got Jalen to the left of him. Two-by-two look. Going to send Grant in motion. Belt high snap. Braxton going to roll. He's got someone. He's got an angle here down to the 10, right at the sticks. And he'll be stopped. They're going to stop the clock here to move the sticks. It'll be first and goal. Oh, no, it'll be second. Yeah, it'll be first and goal. As they roll the clock with 21 seconds, Braxton gets the belt high snap. He spikes the ball down. It'll stop it with 17.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Second and goal down from the 10. Let's say the 9. It's second and goal from the 9. Brockhoff returns as a quarterback. 2-by-2 look. Clap snaps low to his knees, fires into the end zone over the head of Alex Grant. So it'll be third and goal from the 10. Clock stops at 14.6 seconds. Brockhoff with Jalen Deal to the right. Snap, clap. And, huh? No, I'm about to say, they can't call a timeout, Richie. Union will call a timeout with 12.7 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout here on 93.5 WAXM.
Need quality materials for your next project? Look no further than Powell Valley Stone. We're your local source for natural stone products. We provide reliable delivery right to your job site. Our experienced team is here to help you choose the perfect stone for your next project, no matter the size. Order your stone today from Powell Valley Stone by calling 276-546-2550 or visit them online at powellvalleystone.com or find them on Facebook. Powell Valley Stone, where solid projects begin.
The Bears lead Ridgeview. Ridgeview facing a third and goal from their 9 after back-to-back incomplete passes. As the crowd is to their feet. Two by two look. Deal. Grant to the far side. Hill and Yates to the near side. Brockhoff gets a low snap. He pumps. He looks to the end zone. That one is incomplete. He was looking for Grant. And it'll be fourth and goal from the 9 with 9 seconds to go. No one can stop the clock. Fourth and goal from the 9. The Union faithful to their feet. Trying to get this one at least tied. Brockhoff, 2x2 look. He's the quarterback. Deal the left sidecar to him. Fourth and goal from the 9. Belt high snap. Brantley Brockhoff looks to the end zone. Knuckleball tipped in the air. Incomplete. Incomplete. That is Matty Pollier on the deflection. And the Bears are going to win the Region 2D championship. And they're moving on as they get ready for the victory formation here at Bullet Park as the confetti flies. They took, and they're saying, get ready, get the Diamond guys out there. They're getting excited here. And they said they can do what can't be done. As the Bears get ready for a date against Glenver here next week again at Bullet Park in the state semifinals. They'll break huddle. 5.5 seconds to go. Diamond formation. Here's the step. Cam Bostic will slide to his knees, and the Bears are moving on. They have defeated the Ridgeview Wolfpack, and they are Region 2D champions. No matter what goes on, these Bears continue to battle back, and they continue to roll. 21-14 is the final score. We will take a timeout, give us some final thoughts here, and we'll hold on for the presentation of the trophy as both teams get ready to meet up. But Jay Edwards and company, they come in here and they win and they move on, surviving two fumbles late in this game. The Bears peel back and then a comeback from comeback attempt was stymied by the defense. Bentley Brockhoff, 3 incomplete passes there on the goal-to-goal situation from the 9. And the Bears continue to roll here, as they still got some unfinished business to do, and they are looking to hope they're going to look to play Glenver next week. That's going to be a tough game out of Region 2C, and for a trip to go to Salem. As the principal, Jared Chandler, right down there at the U. As Kent Grant and his squad congratulates the Bears. He said, we talked to Coach Jay Edwards. They said he's a Dickinson County guy, familiar with those guys. He's on the coaching staff with Coach Edwards. As they move on, do the Bears in Ridgeview season will come to an end at 11-1. A great season by Ridgeview Coach Grant in his first season. The only losses they had was against the Union Bears. The Bears moved to 13-0 on this season. As we'll hold on for the trophy presentation. As
I do have one.
Okay. Let's take a quick time out here as Union defeats Ridgeview 21-14, Region 2D champions here on 93.5 WAXM.
Do you have an event coming up? Need high-quality professional entertainment that you can rely on? CTM Entertainment is your premier local full-service entertainment company with friendly, professional service and fair pricing. Based out of Big Stone Gap, Virginia, serving businesses and private needs across the region, CTM Entertainment offers DJ services, live music, karaoke, bingo, trivia, live sound reinforcement, and production, and more. Find CTM Entertainment on Facebook and send us a message today for a free quote on your next event.
And the trophy has been awarded to the Union Bears Region 2D champions here in the year of our Lord 2025. As talked to Coach Jay Edwards earlier in the week, and they blocked out the noise and worried about the guys that were in that locker room once again as they beat Ridgeview 21-14. We'd like to thank our sponsors here, Lonesome Pine, CDJR, their kickoff sponsor, Wells Fargo, advisor Jason B. Sturgill, Ballot Health, Funk Drilling, DJ Truck Parts, Miners Exchange, Family Drug, Southwest Insurance, Wallace Nissan, Pizza King, Air Surf, Anthem Healthkeepers, MECC Foundation, Brad Fleming Law Office, J&R Furniture, Modern Hardware, West End Pharmacy, Belcher Insurance, Johnson Chevrolet, Wise Dickinson Farm Bureau, Piggy Winter Smoking, Cluck Truck, Southern Shed, State Farm, but Big Stone Gap, Powell Valley Stone, CTM Entertainment, Kirkland's, Freedom Chevy, Big Stone Economy Drug, and Wildcat Towing. They've been our sponsors today. Some of these have been our sponsors all season long. We appreciate it. As Union has won the Region 2D title, they remain perfect on the season, 13-0. Keith Chandler with two touchdowns on the day, and they move on, enforcing two interceptions of Bentley Brockhoff in the victory for the Wolfpack. They finish 11-2 on the season. The two losses coming to the Union Bears, and they will look to next season here. A lot of young talent on this squad for Kent Grant, led by his son, Alex Grant. He's got a lot of youngins there. They do graduate some seniors there, as we know, Jalen Deal, Bentley Brockhoff as well, Alan Mullins, who had a big game this season, Connor Smith going to Arkansas. So the Colter Scanlon as well going to UVA Wise and several others. So congratulations to those young men on the season here in Kent Grant's first year as a head coach. But the Union Bears, 13-0, they move on. Don't forget to listen to us here on Thursday, Pigskin Picks. We'll have some guests here. We will preview the state games coming up in the semifinals with Rye Cove taking on Grayson County, and then Union taking on Glenver. Glenver will travel here to Bullitt Park on next Saturday. So stay tuned, and stay tuned to our social media pages to see where we will be at, where we'll be broadcasting here. But for Kevin Mays and for Eddie Stanley at our studio in Norton, Corey Sanchez, as we always say here, thank God for giving us another day to get it right. We appreciate you all listening to us until Thursday. We will talk to you somewhere around the bend. Final score once again from Bullitt Park, the Union Bears 21, the Ridgeview Wolfpack 14. We'll be talking to you somewhere around the way. Good night, folks.